following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Pickett County. Just uttering those four syllables ought to be enough to make any black, purple, and gold-blooded Clay County fan disgusted and nauseous. And that's even more so the case after being in Bergstown on January the 9th when the hated Bobcat Ballers embarrassed both Bulldog squads by a combined score of 149-88. Now that we find ourselves here in Joe Sims' gym, though, 2.5 weeks later, it's with the hope that the change of venue will bolster the spirit of the canines into a competitive frenzy against the ferocious felines as the 8-11 Lady Dogs meet the 17-3 Lady Bobcats, and the 13-4 Dogs face the 15-5 Bobcats. Join us tonight as Clay County looks to shock the state by knocking off highly touted Pickett County.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salinas Historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salinas and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent game, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off, Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on Horizon Sports Network.
Go. Folks, welcome in here to Salina, Tennessee, Clay County High School, the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show, our 14th basketball broadcast of this season. For the seventh time this year, we are pleased to be right here in Joe Sims' gym looking down on beautiful Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be running the camera and describing the games as they take place tonight. I'll be joined throughout the evening by this building's namesake, Joe Sims. Doug Strong will join us during the boys' game. Joining me right now is a man who's responsible for taking the Horizon Sports Network from a mere can't talk tonight, pipe dream conversation into reality. We proudly cover Clay County sports on the gridiron in state championship action and on the hardwood of the glass house for state tournament basketball. Thomas, we've done them both. He is Thomas Weaver, folks, right here tonight.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride, Daniel, and it continues here tonight with one of the highlights of the season, as it always is. Piggott County coming to town. And they're bringing two really good teams into Joe Sims Gym tonight. But guess what? Clay County's got a pair of good ones, too. And they're looking to avenge a couple of subpar showings from earlier this month in Byrdstown, like you talked about.
Yeah, just not good nights. You know, Piggott played great, like you said, more times than not. They're going to. Both teams really good this year. Clay County good as well. Certainly did not look it in Byrdstown. Hopefully that changes tonight, Tom.
We hope so, but as always, we always like to say we wouldn't be here to call all this action for this highlight game of the season without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board many, many years ago and sticking with us through present day. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. They partner with us to help them spread their message to parents about talking to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and we appreciate them. And, of course, Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope folks can get out and pick up a copy right now on newsstands and deliver it around the county here today before this game for coverage of last week's games, and then pick up next week's copy for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment, so stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts free game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times,
this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Well, we are going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The headline this week said, Clay County teams finished last week 2-1. And the story talked about how both teams used convincing non-conference wins at South Pittsburgh over the weekend to get to 2-1 on the week after falling to Gordesville and beating Red Bull in Springs. The Lady Dogs dominated the Lady Pirates 74-31 as Haylen Garrison knocked down four threes to lead her team of 14. LAE's added 11, Baylor Walden 10, Kalia Crawford 10, Natalie Smith 9, Clark Kendall 7, Lacey Wick 6, Jenna Thompson 4, and Lila Burwell had 3. The Dogs then followed suit with a 66-51 victory over the Pirates as Lance Burchie got hot from behind the arc with 7 made three-pointers and a 24 total points. Like Burchie, Nate and Nolan Adams and Cole Eads added double figures, Nate 17, Nolan 11, Cole 10. And then in Hayden Adams and Warner Melton both added 2 points, Daniel. Just really no contest down there in South Pittsburgh.
No, a good trip. Good trip.
It was. Folks, we would go to break, but we're running out of time here, so I guess we'll do a quick District 7A update.
Yeah, not a whole lot of two updates, so that works out good. This is the Ashlong Strong Girls 7A update action on Saturday. As Thomas just said, Clay County beat South Pitt 74-31. Piggott County beat Stone Memorial 73-44. And then last night, Clark Range lost to Smith County 60-67. So Coach Burrell down there and his Lady Owls with a nice win.
Yeah, it was. It didn't surprise me too much because he's got some pretty good players, I think. And, you know, on the road, 7-point game wasn't too bad. I went and watched Trousdale and Red Bolton last night. They played.
How did it go? Because I couldn't find that score.
Trousdale beat them 1 point.
1 point.
Yep. Red Bolton played 20 points better than they did against us other than that. It was 51-50 or 52-51, but it was good game.
What tonight's action, 8-11 Clay County hosting 17-3 Piggott, 8-10 Gordonsville hosting, but Gordonsville on the road at Red Bull and Springs. So that's an interesting one there. You know, Gordonsville good, but Red Bull and at home capable maybe of beating the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, play like they did last night. I think it'll be a really good game. Now, if they play like they did against us and Gordonsville plays like they did against us, they'll win about 20.
Right.
So we'll see.
Of course, Clark Range played last night. As we said, they're off tonight. I think their next action comes on Friday. Current District 7A standings, Piggott County, of course, on top of the heap at their 4-0 record. Clark Range and Clay County tied for second, both at 3-2. Of course, we hold that tiebreaker over them right now. You got Gordonsville sitting with a 2-3 record in girls' action, and then Red Bull and Springs at 0-5. So this one tonight, you know, it's not going to change anything in the standings, but it's big for Clay if we could get a win just to help keep us on the top half.
I agree. You know, if we could just play them a really good game, it would, I think, help us a little after getting trounced so bad up there. So, yeah, we need to be playing consistent now. It's getting that time of the year. We don't need any of these total blow-ups like we've had a few times this year. But I feel pretty good the way we've been playing lately, though. I think we've played pretty solid the last three or four games.
Yeah. It has been improving, so maybe we can get that district win. That has been the Girls District 7A update brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. So about a minute here before tip, so we'll do Tipsy's final take. Last word before tip, I brought to us by Ollie's Place. Where we get Coach Sims' last thoughts. He gave us a few of them about this game right now, but Coach Sims' rematch here, we know what happened last time. We know the accolades that Piggott County comes into it with. Nobody really expecting Clay to compete here, but to me, order to give us two things. We should be hungrier, and, you know, maybe they're overlooking us. Maybe we can catch them off guard.
Yeah, we need to play solid, you know, not turn it over 100 times, and, you know, run our offense and stay good shots, like I always say. And, you know, if you do all those things, make a decent percentage, you know, maybe you'll be in the game, hopefully.
hopefully we can use our depth as advantage over their lack of depth. They only have seven players on the team, one of them a freshman that Coach Smith does not want to use, so essentially six girls. Right. Perhaps if we could get somebody in foul trouble, that could be to an advantage.
Yeah, it could be. You never know, but I never had a problem with that 7-6 that could play, but sometimes you know, if your fouls go deep, it'll hurt you, you know.
Wishful thinking on my part, hopefully,
yeah.
But perhaps. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by August Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We're going to go to break for the playing of the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym, and time to ramp up this H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show with the announcement of the Gone Country Cafe Lady Dogs starting lineups. Starting off with the visiting team tonight, Pickett County. Of course, they wear their gray travel jerseys, black numerals on those jerseys trimmed in yellow. Head coach Brent Smith, 30th season overall up there. All of them coming in Byrdstown, 18th with the girls program, 17-3 record this year, 4-0 in District 7A play. They do ride a five-game win streak into tonight's contest. They are the defending Class A state champions. Starting for Pickett County, senior number 14, Katie Tompkins. Junior number 15, Kylie Wood. Junior number 30, Zoe Nicholas. Senior number 33, Emerson Lowe. We'll go by any on that one. And her sister, a junior number 45, Addison Lowe, will refer to her as Addie through the night. You mean Addie Lowe rounding out that lineup. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 184 wins to 90 losses in his career. 8-11 record this year, 3-2 in District 7A. They do route a two-game win streak into tonight's contest. Clay County wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore number 11, Helen Garrison. Junior number 12, Becker Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a junior number 24, Ella Eats. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves cooking at its finest with breakfast all day. Weekday specials till 2 p.m. New extended hours Monday nights and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Thomas, hopefully the quality of the dog's performance will be better than mine and Coach Sims' voice tonight. Both of us a little bit under the weather, it sounds like, but we'll battle through the best
you
we
know,
can when we come.
I already see one thing that I always thought, well, pigs about our size. Well, they're not. They're bigger than we are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
pretty
girl
good size.
For girl, they're bigger than we are. They don't have any like six-footers, but they're all like 5'8", 5'9".
You know, I talked to James Hatcher, who was in the building today, substitute teaching. He had officiated, I think, a Gordonsville Picky game the other night, and he said the same thing. He said, you know, those girls are a lot bigger than I thought they were. Time to get this one on. Here we go, Clay County. Controls opening tip, and we'll take that as a good sign. Natalie Smith with it, left wing, gets to Eads out top. I told Eads yesterday, I said, just go play ball. Be loose and have fun. You ain't got nothing to lose. All the pressure's on Pickett every time they take the floor. Nobody expecting this rangy Clay County team to pull off an upset except us diehards.
They come out and play the run and jump, half-court press.
Yeah, I noticed that. Tried to get it out of Eads' hand right off the jump.
Inside to Smith, posted up on the block, works against Wood, shot up, no good, rebound Tompkins.
A good shot, missed it.
Nicholas with it, works into the paint, kicks to the corner, Emmy Lowe, three ball, in and out, no good, rebound Lacey Wicks. They shot very well up at Piggy Kenny when we met on January the 9th, did the Lady Bombcats. Seems like they always play real good at home. Coach Walker, a 5-4 record on this court against Piggy County. So much like the tough Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range is the double dribbles called Natalie Smith. Coach Walker with a winning record against the state competition of Piggy County here in Joe Sims Gym.
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, it's kind of like the SEC home field advantage here for Clay County. Birdstown, tough takes to play. Salina, Tennessee is too.
Haylen Garrison comes up with a loose ball steal after it was poked free by another Lady Dog. Garrison gives off to Smith. Smith with it, drives to the block, shot up, no good. Another good look at it, and when they dose the finish shot, just some good follow-through perhaps on that shooting motion and get it in there.
Yeah, she's had two good shots down there, missed both of them.
6:54 mark opening this contest up, 0-0 the score.
Lacey Wicks picking up her first foul.
Don't need that. Got to have Lacey Wicks on the floor all night long. She makes this team go. Ella Eads comes away with it. Clay County looking for the first bucket of the contest. Eads to the right side, shot up, no good. Addy on the rebound. Third good look we've had.
Yeah, really,
and that's what
line
we did up at Piggy County. We were getting shots. We just wasn't hitting. Addy Lowe finds the three, no good. Neither team scoring, so it's okay if we're missing, as long as they do.
Yeah, I wish we'd hit.
I mean, this opening would have been a good time to have a 6-0 run or something.
Yeah.
Smith on the inbound. 6:20 and ticking, first quarter, scoreless contest. Ella Eads, 2-on-1. Bounce past the Wicks, quick score shot block. That's how we do it. 2-0. Low across the timeline, defended by Smith. Down low to Nicholas. We can't make it that easy on.
That's pretty easy.
Nicholas going over 20 points the last time these teams met. Thomas, I did not print those game reports. Garrison firing the three. Yeah. Hey, Garrison knocking it down. She had a good shooting game down at South Pittsburgh on Saturday. I think 4 3-pointers made in that one. Coming in hot, 1-1 on her first attempt here tonight. 5-2 the score. Clay County in front. Nimi Lowe jumper, no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Lady Dogs looking to extend this 3-point lead. Lacey across the timeline, gives to Garrison the right wing. Haylen out top to Ella. Coach Walker sending in the instructions as he coaches his team against his alma mater of Piggy County. Garrison out top. Miscommunication. Look for Eads on the wing, and Ella just wasn't expecting that pass.
No, she was cut.
5-2, Clay County in front, Thomas. 5:16 mark of the first.
Yeah, you mentioned Zoe Nicholas. She led the Lady Bobcats with 23 in that game in Birdstown. Three others in double figures, of course. Emmy Lowe, Addison Lowe, and Kaylee Tompkins all in 12 or more.
5-minute mark of the first. Lowe kicks to her sister, Addie. Addie defended by Wicks. Tries to go baseline. Denied by Wicks. Shot partially deflected, I think, by Lacey. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Garrison. Piggy County maintains possession. Wood to inbound for the veteran, Brent Smith. 30 years he's been on the job as a head coach in high school. Turnover here. Four picks Kenny on the inbound. Lacey Wicks picks up a loose ball. One-on-one going to take Emmy Lowe to the hoop. Lowe call for the foul. Emmy Lowe on the floor. Nice to get the senior point guard with a foul early. Lacey Wicks has one. Emmy Lowe has one. Coach Sims, I know We missed some of those early ones, but and it's real early, but right now, a good start.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, it is.
5-2, Clay County in front. Yep. And now take away by Amy Lowe, just as we're bragging on the start, and Lowe cuts it. Ooh, she misses the layup. Lowe could have been called for a foul right there. And she took the head off of Wicks almost to the clothesline. Baylor Walden gets the rebound. Here she comes all the way to the left, kicks it outside to Smith. Smith to Eads. Eads with a shot fake and puts it on the floor. Kicks to Lacey. Lacey firing a three. Oh, yeah. Lacey Wicks knocking it down.
Yeah.
4:15 mark of the first, and I certainly hope the shooting continues, and I completely lose my voice before this one's over. Clay County with 2 3-pointers here in the opening minutes of the contest, leading Piggott County 8-2. I don't know that we had a lead at all 18 days ago on January the 9th.
Best I remember, we hung with them midway through the first quarter, and then it kind of went downhill from there.
Walden with it, gives to Garrison. Garrison left wing, defended by Nicholas. Nicholas trying to use the length of that wingspan to disrupt Garrison. Haling gives off to Natalie. Natalie to Ella. 3:35 mark of the first. Clay County up 8-2. But Wicks, another three.
Oh,
yeah! Lacey Wicks knocking her out of her second triple of this first quarter. Head coach Brent Smith calling a timeout. The black, purple, and gold rolling here. 11-2 early in this one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Back-to-back threes from Lacey Wicks. She's got 8 points already as Clay County leads Piggott County in the girls' game. 11-2, Daniel.
Oh, loving it right now. Hopefully we can keep it going. Emmy Lowe out top. Veteran, senior point guard on the drive. Foul call on the floor. Consistent at both ends. Saw a similar call against Clay County a few moments ago. Natalie Smith getting that foul. Wicks with one. Smith with one here in this first quarter. Emmy Lowe with one for Piggott. 3:14 mark of the first. Clay County up by 9. Nicholas on the inbound. Talk about an outstanding player. The junior Zoe Nicholas just... has all the tools it takes to be a good
one. Yeah, that's right.
She's probably, you know, we know how great Amy Lowe is at what she does. Zoe Nicholas, the most well-rounded player probably on the team. Of course, you know, big news after they lost to Cooper, last loss they had was that Cooper contest, 46-51. The Monday following that loss, Kelly Reeder leaving the program, transferring to Cooper High School. And losing a senior post player like that, you think would hurt them, but Coach Sims, they've not lost without her, 5-0 well, since.
Well, they're doing all right.
Oh, Amy Old picks up her second. The Birdstown faithful can't believe it. And Joe Sims' gym, for one of the first times this year, has a pretty strong atmosphere going.
Yeah.
Coach Sims, I'm not ashamed to say that there's been times this year we've been a little disappointed in the turnout. You know, here as far as
well,
the fans go.
I mean, it ain't too good to that.
Maybe it'll fit on
yeah,
in.
Maybe it will. I don't know. People just don't come like they used to.
Of course, we have several that are able to stay connected via the Horizon Sports Network. We're glad you're able to do it. As always, we talk about it all the time. I encourage you to come out in person and see them when you can. Addie Lowe blocking Baker Wallman. 11-2. Now it's the Clay County faithful's turn to want to travel against Piggott. Nicholas, floater, does not go, rebound Becker Wilden. Piggott County not shooting well, only 2 points here in the quarter.
Missing Gibbons.
Ella Eads firing the three left wing, no good.
Thought it was going to go.
Rebound Piggott. Minute 50 left in this first quarter, 11-2 the score. Neither team has scored in a few minutes of game time here. Sophomore Tompkins hands off to junior Nicholas. course, I have Kaylee and Emma Tompkins, the sisters, out on the court right now, along with the low sisters, Addie and Emmy. And Addie knocks the three from right wing. You can't deny them for too long.
Well, they're going to finally hit some.
11-5. Play up by 6. Asked Coach Walker what he thought about it earlier today. He said, I think we can guard them. He felt good about the game plan, similar to the car crane contest when we saw him win.
Well, it'll be walking.
Garrison with the travel. Clark Kendall checking in. Garrison checking out. First sub of the night for either team.
No, Lowe came out.
Oh, that's right, with the two personals. You'll see a heavy dose of Zoe Nicholas with Emmy Lowe out. And it's Nicholas now on the drive. Has it taken away, recollected, though, by our teammates. 1 minute left in this opening quarter is a foul called. Claire Kendall picking up her first personal. Of course, Kendall coming off the bench, that sixth player has the ability to come in and play pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
And she does that well. Wood with it, right wing, 50 seconds and ticking. Now Addie Lowe. Lowe defending by Wicks. Throws it off to Nicholas. Jump stop, jump shot, no good. Gets her own rebound and loses it.
Lost it out of bounds.
41.4 seconds left in this opening quarter. 11-5 the score. Clay up by 6 with the potential here to take the last shot if they want to. Of course, Piggott County's pressure sometimes does not allow you to do that, Thomas.
Yeah, and Coach Brent Smith's timeout midway through this quarter. Clay County's been quiet since. No points since the timeout. Piggott County only 3, but it kind of slowed the momentum for the Lady Bulldogs.
I wonder if an adjustment was made or just simply a chewing out. And here's the takeaway by Piggott County. We mentioned how it's hard to run time against them. Addie Lowe in the paint misses her shot. Rebound and a block shot. Lacey Wicks swatting it away. As it was Kathy Wood, whose shot was blocked by Wicks, and now a foul called against Piggott.
Yeah.
Kaylee Tompkins called for that personal. 6 seconds left in this opening quarter, so Clay County with a shot to finish with an exclamation mark here. Inbound to Smith, 5 seconds on the clock. 3. Down to 2. All the way to the hoop. Foul call.
Wow.
On the floor. So, no bonus here.
And Addie Lowe making sure Smith didn't get an attempt off there.
Lowe known as an enforcer at times down there.
Yeah, good hard foul by her.
0.4. Ain't much.
0.4 seconds, Coach. Catch and shoot at best.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Garrison in, man. Works it into Smith. She catches.
Yep.
Shoots. Nearly hit it. I don't know if they would have given it to her. Either way.
Probably not.
Good first quarter here at Joe Sims Gym for Matt Walker and the Lady Dogs. They lead the highly touted Piggott County Lady Bobcats 11-5 after 1.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County and Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Bobcats of Piggott County 11-5 heading into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Lacey Wicks, 2 threes and 8 points in the first quarter. Halen Garrison has 3 to face Clay County. Zoe Nicholas, 2. Addison Lowe, 3 for the Lady Bobcats. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community. Home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner, every step of the way.
Natalie Smith pokes it loose. Macy Wicks pulls it down. Layup no good. Well contested. Rebound put back by Garrison. No good. Addie Lowe pulling it down. Clay County needing to score on those type of opportunities to hang on to this game.
4-point play right there. Well, layup. They end up getting one.
Can't beat a team like Pickett without capitalizing on those turnovers.
You got to make those decisions.
L.E., right wing. Drives inside. Kicks out to Smith. Smith now to Walden. Baylor with it. Defended by the older Tompkins. Now swung back to Natalie. Defended by Nicholas. Drives against her to the elbow. Kicks out to Baylor. Sets a screen. Now Baylor kicks out to Eads. Three ball left corner. Yeah. The third Lady Dog to hit from distance. Garrison with one. Eads with one. Wicks with two.
He needs to make some shots.
14-7. Currently, Clay County has Pickett County doubled up. Is a foul call against Clay County. Garrison picks up her first. Emmy Lowe right now on the bench with two personal fouls. And if you can get an all-star like Lowe on the bench, that's the time to try to capitalize.
Yeah.
And since that time, only 3 points, but another takeaway, a potential here for another bucket. The back and forth taken back away by Pickett. One pass too many. And now another takeaway. Ella Eads says, I'll take that. She gives to Garrison. Garrison behind the back in a trap. Now she's fouled. No timeout taken. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 6:27 mark of the second. We'll go ahead, play one ad, and come right back. Clay County up 14-7.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Bobcats of Birdstown, 14-7, 6:27 left here in the first half.
Good start for Clay County. Had some opportunities
to have an individual. Here we are. Clay County looking for a point. Smith, three ball left corner, no good. Kept it up by Wicks. Look at Lacey Wicks' work. Gets it to Walden. Walden power dribble. Put back. No good. Wicks again on the rebound. Oh, a horrible call. Lacey Wicks called for an over-the-back. Trashy, trashy call right there.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I can't agree with that one. Wicks just down there working like only she can. Looked pretty clean to me, guys. Second personal.
Yep.
We got to have Wicks on the floor. Now she goes to the bench with the two personals. But Lacey, 2 3-pointers to her credit in this contest. All those rebounds, several steals. Just got to have her on the floor. Addie Lowe with it, defended by Claire Kendall. Kicked in the corner now. I believe that's Wood. Wood with the drive. Her shot no good. Goes out of bounds. It ought to go to Clay, and it does. Boy, I hate that foul went against Lacey. I can't get behind it now. But then again, I don't have to. Here we go. 5:40 left in this second quarter. 14-7. Walden with it. Top of the key. Hands off to Claire Kendall. Kendall kicks to Eads. Ella shot fake and a drive. Step back three. No good. Rebound by Wood. Wood to Lowe. Addie with it. Coach Smith up. Sends his instructions in. Zoe Nicholas now dribbles behind the back. Sets up left wing. Drives into the paint. Loses the handle. Picks up the dribble. Has to give off to Addie.
You know, Halen Garrison doing a great job against Zoe Nicholas to this point defensively, guys.
That's a tough task to guard Nicholas. Ella Eads comes down, misses the layup. Wasn't really a layup, more of a shot from left block. Coming down is Nicholas, hitting hers. 14-9, 5 points the difference. Natalie Smith crosses the timeline, sets up Shaw. Kendall, defended by Addie Lowe. Walden, left wing. Works into the paint against Wood. Kicks out to Smith. Natalie now drives to the Bulldog. Kicks to Kendall. Claire going to do the same and kick to Walden. Baylor drives in. Kicks out to Claire. Claire going to take that mid-range jumper off the glass. No good. I like that area. Jump shot from the elbow, just couldn't get it to go. Now a three ball. Nicholas, left side. You cannot let her get hot. Fortunately, she's missing and wild on the rebound. Coach Sims, what about it so far here?
Well, we just need to be making some shots. They're not. We're not either.
14-9, no scoring contest. Of course, Pickett County has the ability to really put up some numbers. Most of the time, they're north of 60, sometimes a lot more than that. 100, 92, 74, 77, 75, 73, 78, 73. You know, it's they are a high-scoring offense, guys. Eads, three ball in the corner, no good. Eddie on the rebound. Halfway through this second quarter, five-point ball game in favor of Clay County, 14-9. Ball gets stuck on the side of the rim, and, you know, that's the kind of night it's been offensively for Pickett so far.
Yeah, they didn't hit much.
You know, and I credit Clay County with some defensive pressure and some good play.
They just missed some shots, too, though.
Right, right. And we've got to capitalize.
We missed some shots, you know. We missed a bunch of layups, too.
Just looking at some single-game leaders against Pickett while we got a break here. Tricia Fox, he's been scoring with 32 back in 89. A lot of girls tied with five made three-pointers. Ashley Turner, Taylor Strong, Glenda Scott, Katie Kerr, and Michelle Chambers. Deanna Dawson, the free-throw leader, with 13. Casey Cooper, new member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. She'll be inducted at halftime Friday night against Monterey. She had 18 rebounds during that state title year of 2012 against Pickett. Assist leader, the late Melissa Webb, and her classmate and teammate, Tia Burgett, both of them with 10 separate contests. Both of them did it their senior year in 1994. Alex Grace, 10 block shots, huge number, 2013. And then steals, Melanie Plumley, tied with Tasha Ashlock there with 7 steals. We talk a lot about Tara and Tia Ashlock, but Tasha, the middle sister, of course, geometry teacher here at Clay County High School, solid player good. In the mid-90s as well.
Good player.
Ella Eads, three ball, top of the key, no good, in and out. And again, 14-9 the score, Clay County's 5-point lead, Thomas. Wood now with the drive, splits some defenders. No, that wasn't Wood, that's Emmy Lowe who's checked back in. As soon as she hits the floor, Pickett County back on the board. She's as good as it comes to driving to the hoop and getting to the rim. Then girls basketball.
Yeah, I agree with you. And she makes it a three-point ball game, Daniel. 14-11. We just got 3 minutes left in this half.
Clark Kendall trying her hand at a three. Couldn't get it to go. She's hit several lately. Addie Lowe trying the three right wing wide open. Knocks it down. Her second triple of the contest. Coach Walker taking a timeout here. We'll just stay on air, take opportunity early in this one to go ahead and talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and make sure we highlight them and the good work that they do.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition has partnered with us to spread their message to parents and ask them to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help parents do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let them, your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can go online to find information at samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, they do community outreach throughout the community with other events and such, and a lot here at Clay County High School, Daniel, as I know you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to a young lady today, and she said, what day is? I said, well, it's Tuesday, and she's already looking forward to Thursday when those folks come in after school and have the SAD Club meeting of students against destructive decisions. And that's the highlight of that young lady's week, and just one of the many things that they do for the young people of this county. Here we go. 2:25 left in this second quarter. Clay County needing to take advantage of this score and cannot let Pickett County get hot and take away this lead. Ella Eads, baseline drive, Addie Lowe block shot. Could have been called a foul. Was not. Emmy Lowe with the loose ball pickup. Here she comes the other way. Garrison working against her. Nice job by Halen. Lowe misses that layup. Now in a trap. Hands off to Smith. Smith to Eads. 2 minutes left in this second quarter. Ella Eads going inside, bounce pass to Walden. Walden power dribble, picks it up, nowhere to go. Now she's going to be fouled. A little overzealous there by Wood as she reached in. Coach Smith hoping that wasn't going to be a foul, but, Coach, that's pretty much textbook foul.
Yep.
Pretty aggressive there, getting the whole arm as she tried to get the ball.
You know, we've kind of seen Clay County become a little hesitant, I think, on the offensive end, guys, at times. You know, they haven't been able to take advantage of the lead they had. And, again, only 14 points for both teams in this half.
We got to 11, then we kind of went cold there. Everybody's kind of hesitant to shoot now.
Well, guys, I still think – I know we're deep in this season at this point, but I still think it goes back to how many times have you been in these high matchups, these big feature matchups. You know, we got rid of some folks last year, like Bella Ashok and Hattie Buford, who were so calm under those situations. Because Bella started since she was a freshman, Hattie since she was a sophomore, I think. And they were regularly went to in those times. We talked about it with the boys after the departure of Grant Strong. Who now is going to be that clutch person? And maybe Clay County's still trying to figure out who that is.
Yeah, well, it's the senior Lacey Wicks in this ball game for sure, and Ella Eads in the last few kind of taking that offensive role, Daniel.
What?
Technical foul going to be called here, maybe? Something on the bench, a warning, I suppose. Going to have a warning against Coach Smith, a friendly discussion, patting each other on the back. So
I still haven't figured out when they started to give these warnings. I never got a warning.
Minute 22 left in this second quarter. 14-14 tie ball game, guys, and Clay County has led throughout up to this moment. And we cannot let Pickett build a big lead. Hey, we can go down by a couple as long as we fight back. Can't let them build a big lead. Ooh, Natalie Smith, a good look at three from right wing. Couldn't get it. Addie Lowe the rebound. Minute 13 left here. First half of play. Tompkins with it. Kicks to Wood. Wood now to Nicholas. Nicholas working against Garrison. Thomas highlighted earlier that Garrison doing a good job with Nicholas. I'm telling you, that's a tough matchup. And you're right, the quickness of Garrison doing a good job. Timeout taken by Coach Smith. We'll take it with him, guys. 54 seconds left in this second quarter. Tie ball game at 14.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. All tied up at 14 between the Lady Dogs and the Lady Bobcats of Pickett County. A little under a minute left here in the first half in what has become a defensive battle, Daniel.
Well, that's kind of the key to it. You can't win a shootout with them. You got to keep it low. And it's a good thing that it's been this defensive battle. 40 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Good first half for Clay County, regardless of what happens here in these last 30 seconds. If you would have told Coach Walker prior to the contest you're going to be tied up with 20 seconds left in the first half, he would have signed up immediately. Emilio with it out top. Coach Smith letting time tick down. We're going to have a single possession or a tie ball game going into the break. Coach Walker happy to let that be the case. Jimmy Lowe taking the jumper. No good. Rebound. Ella Eads. Ella, 4 seconds on the clock. 3-2. Crosses the timeline. Long three at the buzzer. No good off the back of the iron. Nice first half for the Lady Dogs. The black, purple, and gold tied up with Pickett County. 14-14 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County and Pickett County are knotted at 14 here at halftime of the girls' contest. And this time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a 9-point lead early in the first quarter as Lacey Wicks made back-to-back threes that followed up one by Halen Garrison to complete a 9-0 run, and they took a 9-point lead at 11-2 before Pickett County scored the last three of the first quarter to cut it to 6. It was 11-5 headed into the second, and then the Lady Bobcats outscored Clay County 9-3 in the second quarter to tie it at 14 here at the break. For Clay County, Lacey Wicks, 8 first quarter points lead the way for the Lady Dogs. Ella Eads has 3, and Halen Garrison has 3. Eads with the only 3 points of the second stanza for Clay County. For the Lady Bobcats, Addison Lowe leads the way with 3 points. We have Zoe Nicholas with 4. Emmy Lowe held to 2 here at halftime, and Kaylee Tompkins has 2. So not much scoring for either squad as this defensive battle plays out here in District 7A. A 14-14 tie between Clay County and Pickett County here in the girls' game. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. More of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show coming up.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym, Clay County tied up with Pickey County here at the break. Talking about rankings, I don't know that they have the same type of rankings as they used to, Thomas, but have you seen some Tennessee sports writers or somewhere, Pickey County, rather sitting at girls'
Yeah, action. They're at the top. There's actually three different polls going on right now, I think, with the Tennessee Sports Writers Association, the Tennessean, and then BCAT, the Coaches Association. The old official AP poll no longer exists.
I'd say the defending state champs at the top of all three polls, probably.
Pretty much.
So, you know, always nice when you say you're tied up with the number one team in the state at the half. It would be better in two more quarters if we can say we beat them. Let's go ahead and do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Kerman Exteriors. Hermitage Springs Junior High Basketball. Sixth grader Paige Gross will be playing in the Upper Cumberland Middle School All-Star Game on February 16th at Cobble High School. That game will tip off at 1 o'clock. After that, we'll see 7th graders from Hermitage Springs, Calista Smith and Lily White. They'll be joined by 8th grader Tyler Adams from Salina K-8 in the Junior High All-Star Game at 4 o'clock, also at Cobble High School. So that's going to be a fun event. Salina Junior High Basketball. Junior High Boys had a nice 40-37 win against Lobelville here at Clay County High School on Saturday. That was proceeding in the TMSAA tournament that's coming up next week. As the number one seed in Area 14 now, Coach Marty Maxfield and his team will travel to Fayetteville on Tuesday, February the 4th, for sectional play at Lincoln Central Academy, 6:15 tip. Also in Fayetteville on the 4th for a 6:15 tip are going to be Jermaine McElbain and his 15-5 Lady Dogs, Lady Junior Dogs. We don't know those opponents, but same tip time, same town, different schools, a couple miles apart maybe. So looking forward to that, and hopefully a pair of wins. The boys 16-5, the girls 15-5. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad snapped their losing streak and now sit 10-11 overall and 5-5 in OVC play after beating UT Martin and Cobble on Saturday, 89-85. They will play Morehead State on Thursday at 6:30. Finally, Raptors 905 and Tyreek Key. They sit second in the G League Eastern Conference standings with an 8-4 record after winning against the Long Island Nets on Sunday, 122-118. They will host the Birmingham Squadron on Wednesday for a 6:30 tip. This week's Focus Sports Slowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, if you could have gave a halftime message, what would it have been?
Try to make a few more shots. Then we really ought to be ahead right now.
Yeah, we should. Sitting here tying 14-14. Got to be the lowest scoring half that the Lady Bobcats have had all year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And again, credit Coach Walker and his defensive game plan. You can say, yeah, Pickett County were missing shots, but a lot of times that's created, Daniel, by the defense.
No doubt. Emilio missing one, rebounding battle, each taking back away by the Lady Bobcats. They miss another. Each pulls it down, passes ahead to Smith. Smith to Garrison. Garrison, three ball, no good. Rebound, Addie Lowe, hit off the very front of the rim, it looks like.
That looked good from up here, but
yeah,
it looked off.
Had a good line. It just, game of inches. And now we see Vintage, Emmy Lowe, driving to the right block, drawing the foul and getting the bucket.
Yeah, she just won't be denied when she ducks and dives.
She's missed several tonight. I'm afraid she ain't going to miss too many more.
I bet you don't miss here. Knocks down the free throw. Pickett County's free throw numbers from the last contest. I know Thomas talked about them during that broadcast. Stellar is a good word to describe them. Maybe even automatic. Natalie Smith with it. 6:50 mark. Pickett County in front by three. First lead, I believe, for the Lady Bobcats in this contest. Smith driving inside. Don't hit the shot, but draws the foul. So Natalie going to go to the line. To shoot. She's averaging 7.7 points per contest, 3.8 rebounds as a sophomore, a little bit over 2 assists a game, only shooting 47.5% from free throw. Not a strong suit for Natalie, and she does hit that one, though. Smith going to be a really good player here. Already is a good player, but going to continue to grow. Second one's away, also good. 17-16, 1 point lead now for Pickett. Nicholas with it, right wing. Going to work against Garrison. Halen did a great job with her in the first half.
What?
Hopefully that continues here. Baker Walden, another big rebound, and she's fouled. Addie Lowe got away with a few things in the first half, and she didn't get away with that one. That one kind of ticky-tacky almost, but we'll take it.
Yeah, a lot of times you reach in over the top of an arm, they'll get you with that one, and I think that's what she did.
They get on down the floor like it's supposed to, they wouldn't get them fouls called.
Smith with it, hands to Eads, Eads to Wicks. Wicks working against Lowe. Lowe not giving Wicks as much room after Lacey drained 2 3-pointers earlier in the contest. Garrison with it, Pickett County faithful wanted to travel against her, no whistles blow though. Garrison right wing, not Garrison, but Wicks right wing, cross court to Smith. Smith gives to Halen. Halen a baseline drive, goes to the hoop, and they do call a travel now. We did not have a good view. Apparently, Garrison shuffled the feet there.
Charge.
Offensive foul called against Zoe Nicholas. Halen Garrison taking the charge. Nicholas getting frustrated after having 23, I think you said last time. How many has she got right now?
She's held to 4 at halftime, Daniel, and has not scored here in the second half. And, again, the sophomore Garrison, the lion's share of the defense against defending District 7A MVP, Zoe Nicholas. And, you know, we've seen other players swap off on her. This Clay County's doing a really good job so far.
Yeah, Nicholas, a flat-out star as a junior. Garrison firing the three, top of the key, misses off the back of the iron. Touch last by Kaylee Tompkins, and Clay County going to maintain possession with a chance to hopefully reclaim the lead here, Coach.
Yeah, hopefully.
17-16.
They're going to have a little harder time getting good-looking shots now.
Inbounding to Smith. Natalie with it.
Woo!
Inside move by Eads in a good bucket.
That was a nice shot.
17-18. Ready Dogs up by one. Emmy Lowe wanting to reclaim the lead. Works into the paint. And a foul going to be called. Weeks or Smith? Weeks picks up her third. Emmy Lowe has kind of earned that reputation. You've got to give her space to a certain extent. She's going to draw a lot of fouls.
Yeah, she thought she ought to have a shooting foul there, but they ain't giving it to her.
Addie Lowe on the inbound. Sean up, no good. Rebound put back. Good, baby Lowe. 4:50 mark of this third quarter. 1 point difference, 19-18. Pick it up by one. Baylor Wallman crosses the timeline, hands off to Kendall. Claire with it now. She's checked in. Only six girls, I believe, have seen action here for either squad tonight. Walden back to Kendall. Claire gives off back to Natalie, defended by Nicholas. Natalie going to drive and a foul call. Very consistent tonight on each end. Second personal against Nicholas. 4:24 mark of the third. Garrison inbound, 19-18, picking in front by one. Can he look and reclaim a lead? Works it in out top to Walden. Joining Walden or Smith, Garrison, Eads, and Kendall. Garrison with their right wing, called for the travel. What's she doing there, just shuffling those feet?
Moving a foot or something. That's about five. They called under that.
Yeah, and you'll see that out of some officials. And honestly, a lot of these players do that. They gather their feet as they catch the ball. And if they don't do it before they can catch the pass, Daniel, it is a travel.
Yeah. Nicholas on the bucket. For Pickett. Back to a three-point contest. 21-18. Natalie Smith with it. Hands off to Kendall. No post presence here for Clay County. Basically a five-guard set. Eads inside to the hoop. Scores. Nice job by Ella.
Yep.
Coach Smith didn't like that. Sends in Katie.
Bull buyer right there by Ella Eads.
Playing like the veteran that she is. Picking up by one. And speaking of veterans, senior Emmy Lowe with it out top. Just cool under pressure. Now she drives. Free throw range jumper. Good. 23-20. Smith kicks to Garrison. Garrison, three ball. No good. Pick at the rebound. Addie Lowe pulling out a lot of rebounds tonight for this Peaky County team. Kicks it outside. That three-pointer no good from Wood. Kept alive by Garrison.
A foul.
And a foul going to be called against Peaky County's number three, Emma Tompkins.
We're shooting two.
That is five. Clay County, I've been pretty vocal about this, as a team, only shooting 54% from free throw. This is a time that we could reclaim a lead here. Last 2:54 of this contest with the bonus. Fortunately, Becker Walden in the line.
She's our better shooter, one of them.
67% free throw shooter on the season. Ella Eads leads the way with her 72%. Right behind her, we've got Walden with 67, Brooklyn Scott with 67. And Baylor hits both of those back to a one-point game. Emmy Lowe all the way into the paint, misses the shot, Garrison the rebound. Clay County a chance to reclaim here. Got to be smart. Walden all the way to the hoop, and she's fouled. Nice, aggressive move by Baylor. Really bringing this Clay County crowd to life.
Well, this Peaky County crowd to life, too. They didn't like it.
That's three on Zoe Nicholas.
Good.
Think?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time today talking to assistant coach Jermaine McElbain, and we talked a lot about the lack of depth on Pickett, and if you could just get them into foul trouble.
Yeah.
They would have to quit playing as aggressively on defense.
Yeah, they'd have to sag off.
And, you know, Clay County executing to perfection what it takes to beat Piggott County. Now, the Lady Bobcats are off shooting the ball. No doubt about that. But Clay County, a big part of that with their defensive effort tonight. Jenna Thompson is checked into the contest, giving Garrison a rest. Three ball up by 8-0, knocks it down. Piggott back in front, 26-24. Addie Lowe now, I believe, with three made three-pointers, maybe four. 2 minutes left in this third quarter, 26-24 the score. Ella Eads with it, drives to the elbow, kicks to Thompson, Thompson to Walden. Walden now working against Addie, thinking about driving, going to put it on the floor, kicks it back to Smith. Now Nat going to drive, Euro step, loses the handle, going to stay our way. Nice move by Natalie there, kind of that Nate Adams move.
A foul there, too.
That high extension, and no foul was called, though.
No, it's out of bounds.
Garrison the inbound, baseline to Walden. Baylor with it, kicks to Ella. Ella closely defended, and a foul called. Here we go. Ella Eads going to the line, 73% free throw shooter. First foul, team foul for Kylie Wood. First personal foul, rather. Eads at the line. First one away and true. Oh. 26-25. Lady Dogs trailing by one. Deep in the third quarter. Minute 43 left. Eads shooting for the tie here. Hits it. 26 off. We were tied up at 14 at the break. Minute 35. Zoe Nicholas drives against Thompson. Kicks outside. Three ball. Addie Lowe, right wing. Good.
Hopefully that leave her.
Gonna have to get a hand in her face. She's heating up. It's been a good game plan thus far, but as things ebb and flow, you got to change with the momentum.
Yeah.
And Addie Lowe going to have to be closely defended there. Minute 5 left in this third quarter. Piggott up by 3 after the Addie Lowe 3-point make. 29-26. Kendall, right wing, gives to Walden. Walden defended by Emmy Lowe. Baylor going to drive baseline against her, gets to the ball. Shot up, no good. No whistles blow. Emmy picks up the loose ball. Emmy dribbles behind the back, into the paint. Hands off to the younger Tompkins. She loses the handle, saves it, gets it back to Emmy. Emmy down to the paint, and now a foul going to be called against Walden? Ridiculous after we saw the same thing at the other end, just as much contact, perhaps about positioning maybe.
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm not real sure, Daniel, but I agree with your disdain there.
Addie Lowe, right wing. Clark Kendall down on her close. Addie has been hot right there. 29-26. Nicholas travels, gets a slight. Finally, we get the call.
She actually didn't travel. She was dribbling when she went to her knees. Yeah. And I'm not sure what happened after.
Coach Smith getting a technical foul because they didn't call the travel. Thomas, you say in actuality it wasn't, even though it was called one.
She went to her knees and slid, but she was actually still dribbling.
I didn't see a walk.
Didn't see one?
I did.
Okay, so I saw it different. I saw it the same way the officials did. And Coach Smith and you guys saw it correctly. So I'm going to say if Joe Sims, Brent Smith, and Thomas Weaver saw one thing, you guys were probably right.
Man, I don't know about that, but they didn't call
no technical. It's strange, though, because he addressed the scores table, blew the whistle, and pointed at the bench. Another warning, maybe?
I don't know. I think you get two warnings.
Jump ball now, call. .14 Heads up right there. You know, by Nicholas then, as she went to the floor, continued to dribble the basketball. And very seldom do you see somebody with the wherewithal to do that. But nevertheless, a Clay County turnover. Now foul going to be called against Wood, her second.
Tied it up. She hit that.
Ella Eads at the line shooting two. First one's away and good. 29-27, Lady Dogs trail by two. On the floor for Clay County, Carr Kendall, Natalie Smith, Jenna Thompson, Baker Walden, and Ella Eads. Second one's away, also good. Ella is perfect here from the free throw line. 29-28. 7.2 seconds left in this third quarter. Lowe picks it up, drives all the way into the paint. 6 foot floater, no good. Rebound by nobody. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends. Pickett County gains a 1 point advantage during the third quarter. It went from 14-14 at the half to 29-28 at the end of three.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County trails Pickett County by one. It's 29-28 here in the girls' game, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they were outscored by one, 15-14 in that third period to trail by one, headed into the fourth. Lacey Wicks, 8 points in the contest. Ella Eads has 11. Baylor Walden, 4. Halen Garrison, 3. Natalie Smith, 2. Emmy Lowe, 9 points for Pickett County. Zoe Nicholas been held to 6. Addison Lowe, 3 threes for 9. And Kaylee Tompkins has 2 for the Lady Bobcats, who lead by 1, 29-28. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Lacey Wicks picks up her fourth personal foul. After a series of turnovers, Lacey stole it.
Yeah.
From Pickett. Pickett took it back away.
Yeah, we stole it from them, and they stole it right back from us.
Emmy Lowe at the line. We talked about Ella Eads being perfect from the line. Well, guess what? Emmy Lowe is as well.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Ella Eads, Daniel. You called for it. Clay County 10 for 10 for the free throw line in the third.
That's great. Baker Walden's made trips. Natalie Smith has made a trip. 7:37 mark of this fourth quarter. Great game here between these very well-known opponents. District 7A battle. Garrison too strong on a three. Pick it up by three. 31-28. Zoe Nicholas baseline drive trying to extend, and she does. No.
No.
Offensive
foul. Oh, really?
I thought that's what he called.
I couldn't believe that.
And
they called the clear out with the lead arm, I think.
I would have to see a replay. I didn't see it. No doubt it took place. It wouldn't have been so quickly called. But much to the surprise of the Pickett County fans, because we didn't have a good view of it. So Poot led with that arm.
That's all I can see. She kind of cleared out before when she went up.
Let's stay on here for just a minute. 7:24 left in this contest. Friday night, going to have the induction of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, the 15th class, the class of 2024. Halftime of that girls' game in Monterey. 5 new members this year, including current head coach Rob Edwards, state champion Casey Cooper, who graduated in 2012, 1,200-point scorer. Polly Herman from basketball, she graduated back in 05, mid-90s, three-sport athlete. Brandon Boone joined the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and a heritage member, the late Ranford Watson, brother of the well-known Thomas Watson, who's right across the way in his standard spot over there here in this gym. And the 15th group, Thomas, and another high-quality group of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, looking forward to celebrating them Friday night. We meet and greet reception at 4:30 p.m. in the Clay County High School cafeteria, and then the induction happening at halftime of the girls' game. And always just a special night.
Thomas, you prepared a very nice piece, as always. That's a special pull-out section in the Nell Hall Horizon newspaper that's in newsstands right now. Those are great keepsakes. I encourage everybody who has any connection at all to any of those five individuals, or maybe you're just a diehard Clay County fan like myself, get that section and hang on to it because it's a piece of artwork. Garrison firing a three, just can't get one to drop.
Well, I appreciate that. My brother John, of course, doing the layout, and you helping with the content, Daniel. And, you know, again, important to us at the Dell Hall of Horizon to commemorate this great thing that the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame does.
Foul called against Clay County's Wiggs. Lacey is fouled out. And she just, you know, basically got to play a half here, essentially, but affected this game just tremendously. All kinds of stuff that you're going to see in the stat line for Lacey Wicks. Got to go through this fourth quarter pretty much without her. 6:55 left. That's tough, Coach, seeing her go to the bench. You may be muted, Coach. Of course, Lacey, the leading rebounder on this team, averaging 7 rebounds a contest. Tompkins, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Clark Kendall. Kendall foul by Addie Lowe.
Yeah, she came out, started really good tonight, but she got in foul trouble, hit a couple threes, and like a layup, had about 8 points out of her first 11, then got in foul trouble, hadn't done much since. Once she's fouled out.
Yeah, she really affected the game, too, during that streak. Had Clay County going, so going to be tough with Lacey Wicks on the bench late in this one.
6:25 left. L.A. Eads with the top of the key. Kicks to Garrison. Garrison, hesitation, moving a drive. Picks up the dribble, gives back to Ella. 31-28. Lady Dogs trailing by three.
Spinning
a shot block by Addie Lowe. Maintaining possession. Addie Lowe's doing a nice job defensively tonight, playing better than I have seen her play on that end of the floor.
Yeah, she's protecting the rim. Just a great move by Leeds to blow by Emmy Lowe, but Addie was sitting there waiting.
Addie feeling it, doing a nice job, and now foul on the floor against Pickett. This one's going to come against Nicholas. Fourth personal for Nicholas.
Coach Smith have to protect her, I think, bring her off. Again, Zoe Nicholas, only 6 points in this ball game, guys. You could tell Coach Walker had a game plan to try to take her out of it. There's 6 minutes left. I say he's been pretty good with that game plan. And it's been the defense of Halen Garrison, the other sophomore, and Smith, and others helping off. It's done a really good job against Nichols.
I agree. Baker Walden called for the double dribble down on the right block. That's why you see Pickett County heading the other way with it. 5:55 left in this one. Smith defending against Lowe. Emmy Lowe going to be fouled by Smith. Natalie with...
She's just so good with the hesitation out there to get those calls and get you on her back, on her hip, Daniel, and she's just really good.
Yeah, she'll get that position and then deceptively put her body into you and get that foul. Addie Lowe adds the bucket. 33-28. This is the biggest lead of the night. Pickett, 5 points. Cut it back to three, though.
Oh, we needed that.
Ella Eads with the bucket. Nice slashing layup from left side. Big play for Ella. As we mentioned, you just cannot go down, you know, 9 points to this bunch. And 9 points isn't much, but that's just how good they are.
Yeah.
Right now, a three-point ball game, 33-30. Garrison tries to even it up with a three ball. Can't do it. Goes out of bounds off Pickett County. Clay going to get another opportunity here. On the floor for Clay County, Banger Wallman, Claire Kendall, Halen Garrison, Ella Eads, and Natalie Smith. Garrison still looking for her first made basket of the second half. 5 minutes left in this one. District 7A Dandy going on right here. We talked about how home court advantage means so much, and we're seeing that pay off right here tonight. Clay County staying in this one throughout. Coach Walker sending in his instructions here, spreading everybody out.
Yeah, maybe Ella tried to take the hole.
Ella kicks to Baylor. Walden with it in the corner. Thought about the baseline drive. Kicks it back to Natalie. Natalie now to the free throw line against the Kendall. Weaving out top. Back at the hands of Eads. Piggott County wants to travel. Eads going to drive. Foul call on the floor. That's the fourth.
Yeah.
Fourth team foul of the quarter. Clay County with three. Officials doing a nice job tonight of keeping things even, consistent. Ella to work it in. Gives it to Baylor. Baylor to Halen. Halen back to Ella. Ella defended by Addie Lowe. What are you seeing, Thomas?
Well, I think there's no doubt that Ella Eads can take Addie Lowe off the bounce here, but she didn't get the opportunity.
Walden's three-pointer fell short of the mark, possibly affected by the Lady Bobcat in front of her. Halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Emmy Lowe into the paint. Jump stop. Kicks to sister Addie. Three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound in the paint by Wood. Nice job by her. Gives it back to Emmy. Emmy pushing off. Now it's Tompkins. Emma Tompkins down there. Now Emmy Lowe with it. 3:45 and ticking. Time getting shorter. Pick it up by three. Emmy on the drive. Baseline pass to Tompkins. Layup good. We lost her.
Yeah. Our blocker had to step up with the ball and left her wide open.
35-30. Eads foul on the floor. That's five, so we'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, back out to a five-point lead again. The largest of the game, just like you said, Daniel. And you really can't let it get past that. These free throws are big.
That's crazy to say, but it's just true. You can't go down more than five, six, seven. You can't go down more than two possessions this bunch. You just can't do it. You are muted again, Coach. Just the experience of them, you know.
Yeah, but team like that, they're really hard to take it away from them.
Eads missed the first, hit the second. 35-31, four-point game. Emmy Lowe across the timeline, defended by Jenna Thompson. Addie Lowe, three-pointer right side. That's her hot spot. She's hit every three-pointer she's taken from that spot in this second half on right wing. 38-31, 7 points now the lead for Piggott County. 3:11 left in the contest.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. 3:11 left in the girls' game. Clay County trails Piggott County, 38-31. Lady Bobcats, largest lead of the night, Daniel.
Certainly is. 38-31, as you said, 7 points the difference. 3:05 left in this one. Clay County has fought hard throughout. Been a close game. Lady Dogs have led most of it. Piggott County has reclaimed that lead late in it here. This is on pace to be the lowest scoring contest of the year for Piggott. The other three games that they were this low, they lost all three. That's their three losses.
Oh, really?
46 points against Cobble, 45 points against Morristown East, and then 53 against Smith County. Those are all three losses for Piggott County. This one looking to be the lowest scoring effort of the season. However, they do have a 7-point lead, so Ella Eads missed the first free throw. Second one away. Good. 3 minutes left. Got to get a stop. 6-point difference in the contest, 38-32. Emmy Lowe nearly taken away by Garrison. Open pass down there to Tompkins. Emma Tompkins adding the bucket. So Katie and Emma Tompkins both with easy baseline buckets in this fourth quarter. Natalie Smith has a nice answer, though. Keeps it a 6-point game, 40-34. Emmy Lowe with it, under pressure from the Lady Dogs. Gets to her sister, Addie. Addie dumps it off to Tompkins. Loose ball. Jenna Thompson with position. Going to be landed on McKaylee Tompkins, and somehow looks like they say Clay touched it last. I did not have a great view, obviously. Hard to tell. Piggott ball here. 2:22 left. Emmy Lowe on the inbound, defended by Thompson. Jenna doing a nice job of staying with it. Now Lowe gets possession and drives, and a foul call. Misses her shot.
But still gets the step on Tompkins, on Thompson. She's just really amazing with the ball in her hands.
I don't know. She kind of lures them in or hypnotizes them or something. She's got a way. Don't seem like it's she has this ultra-explosive quickness, but it's deceptive. It's deceptive. Emmy Lowe, a rare free throw miss. Of course, Ella Eads has had a couple of rare misses from that mark in this fourth quarter as well. Hits her second. So we're sitting here on a 7-point game. 2:14 left. 41-34. Smith across the timeline. Nat with it. Goes into the paint. Shot up and good through contact. Piggott County wanted a travel. Clay County wanted a foul. We get neither. Ooh, a near takeaway. A near travel as well by Zoe Nicholas.
Yeah, they got away with one there.
Piggott County so good at getting those backdoor little layups.
Yeah, we're just trying to press. Leave something open.
Kaylee Tompkins adding another bucket. That's 4 points for her now in this fourth quarter. Baylor Walden going to be fouled by Emma Tompkins. Minute 38 left here. Walden in the line. First one's up and away. 6 points for difference.
Pretty much trapped the first pass, and you got a foul, don't you, Coach?
Pardon?
Said you got a foul after the first
probably. Yeah. Go for a steal. If you don't get it, you got to put them on the line.
Walden misses the second. Rebound Nicholas. 6-point game. Emmy Lowe across the free throw line. Another free throw, but the half court. Same thing. Kaylee Tompkins again. Just back door. Wide open. We gave up about 10 points from the back door left block this fourth quarter.
Well, like I said, when you're having the pressure down here, it just opens them up, you know. You got to take chances, try to get a steal, but when you do, they get 2-on-1 and 3-on-1.
Natalie Smith at the line. First one away, no good. 45-37. 8 points the difference. Second one, no good. Kalia Crawford fighting for the rebound. Timeout taken by Coach Smith. Minute 18 left here. Joe Sims Gym girls action. Piggott County 45, Clay County 37.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Time getting short. Minute 18 left. Lady Dogs down 45-37.
Piggy County trying to extend what is currently a five-game series win streak. Last time Clay County won against Piggy was the 2023 District 7A title game. Picking at the line. Both free throws good. Makes it a 10-point game. Miller, go ahead and move for a second. Talking to my daughter here, folks. I'm sorry. Whoops. Miller. There we go. She's hit my tripod, but we're back up and running. Ella Eads to the hoop, misses the shot. Baker Walden, the rebound putback, no good. But she is fouled, so Baker going to the line. Walden good on that first free throw. Walker meeting Pickett for the 26th time in his career here tonight. A 10-15 record against him at this point. 5-4 record here in this gym. Another foul. 47-39, 8 points the difference. As we head the other way for more free throws.
Lowe makes the first. And
making them both makes it back to 10. 49-39. Clay County missing that first shot quickly. Pick it the other way. Now Zoe Nicholas adds to it. And the score gets stretched out. 51-39. Kalia Crawford with it. Kicks to Walden. Walden a drive. Her shot up. No good. Zoe Nicholas pulling down the rebound. 30 seconds and this one has got stretched out. Final score is not really going to indicate how close this ball game was. 51-39. And just a frustrating thing to be so close throughout and then have it stretched out on you here. But that's what they're so good at.
Oh, I said. You know, our lack of size, and sometimes when we don't shoot the ball very good, it's hard to score points.
Piggott County starting to clap here. Down to 5 seconds. Timmy Lowe just going to dribble it out. Piggott County goes to 18-3 on the season with the 51-39 win here over Clay County. Lady Dogs fall to 8-12 after a hard-fought contest. Clay County needs to hold their head high. They took Pickett down to the limit tonight.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here in Salina, Tennessee. We just witnessed the Clay County girls fall to the Lady Bobcats of Pickett County by a score of 51-39. And it's time for the Eco Pounds of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap up. Coach Sims, Clay County got off to a great start, led by as many as 9, and we're up 11-5 at the end of the first quarter. But Pickett County rallied in the second to tie it at 14, kept it close throughout the third quarter, and then kind of stretched it out here in the fourth as they outscored the Lady Dogs 22-11 in the final frame to claim this 12-point victory.
Yeah.
But great effort from Clay County against the defending state champs.
Yeah, I thought our effort was good. We just hit a few more shots. I don't think it was a 12-point game. It may have got six or something because they got some easy baskets there. We just have to do some stuff that we probably didn't really want to do. But like I said a while ago, we're limited on size and all that stuff. And, you know, if we're not hitting our shots out the floor, it's just hard for us to score, you know. And we hit a few, but we didn't hit enough tonight. I guess a great team, you know.
Yeah, and it seemed like, had a really good defensive game plan, I thought. Pickett County came out not making shots that they normally make. But I think a lot of that had to do with Coach Walker and his defensive scheme and the way these girls were playing. Did a great defensive job on these Lady Bobcats.
They got some layups they missed there early off steals and stuff, but we did too. So it probably worked out about the same. And Lowe, the senior, she kind of got a little foul trouble, had to sit out some. That kind of helped us a little. But if we get that effort every night, we'll be all right. We just need to make a few more shots.
Yeah, and we saw it late as Addie and Emmy Lowe kind of came through for the Lady Bobcats down the stretch. Emmy with 14 Addy knocking down 5 3-pointers in this one for a total of 16. Those were some big shots that hurt.
I think every one of them over off that right wing. I don't know why she was so open, but she was. She hit every one she threw up, I believe.
Zoe Nicholas tonight defensively did a great job on her, I thought. 4 points at halftime. She did finish with 10 as she dropped 4 there late. And then Kaylee Tompkins with 8 points. Emma Tompkins with 2. Holding a team that's used to scoring, I'm going to say they'll average 60, 65, maybe 70 to 51 here tonight.
Yeah, they'll normally turn people over Friday morning than they did us tonight. We handled the pressure pretty good. You know, they get a lot of points on transition, on steals and stuff. But that was probably one of the better things that we did, I think. But, they're normally going to score 60 at least. Sometimes, like you said, 70 or 80.
Lacey Wicks for Clay County got him off to a good start. 8 points tonight. Baylor Walden ended up with 7. Halen Garrison, 3. Natalie Smith, 6. Ella Eads leading the way with 15. And I think that's what you're talking about, Coach. You know, Eads really the only true scorer Clay County has at this point.
Yeah, well, it's just her. It makes it really hard. You know, if Halen's hitting some and Lacey's been able to stay in the game and kept, you know, throwing one every once in a while. And Baylor got a few foul shots out of her. I don't know if she had any shots or not, but they've all got to contribute a little. Worse than limited. But, of course, it didn't happen tonight.
Well, Coach, again, great effort from Clay County as they fall by 12. Appreciate you joining us.
No problem.
Sorry you're a little under the weather. I knew you wouldn't miss it.
I'll heal up, baby.
All right. See you next time, Coach. Thank you. This Lady Dog Wrap Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, right out there in Hermity Springs. They are simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth preview of the Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ask Lock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Making Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust,
member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live for boys action on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. We're going to do the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Action on Saturday saw Clay County beat South Pittsburgh 66-51. Piggott County, a nice win in Byrdstown, Overstone Memorial 76-62. Watched and listened to that one too. Our brethren from UCR, as they broadcast up our Casey Bolden and crew. And that's a nice win, getting some revenge against Stone Memorial at home, 76-62 over the AAA power. Also on Monday, Clark Range beat Smith County 67-60, so the Buffaloes last night continuing to roll. They're on a two-game win streak since getting beat by the Bulldogs. And it was Trousdale who barely survived the Red Dogs last night, 41-39 in boys action. So had I went blank.
Yeah, if you hadn't went blank, I probably would have got it. I'm a little blank out too.
Anyway,
Red Bull.
McKinney. There yeah, McKinney. Of course, Dustin Kennedy, alumni of Herbert Springs School, and does the commentary for Jackson County down there. So another name is in my head for those reasons. Tonight's action, 13-4 Clay County, hosting 15-5 Piggott, 11-8 Gordonsville, at 0-16 Redborn Springs, 9-9 Clark Range Idle tonight. So no real big surprises to that, other than maybe the Buffaloes getting a nice win down at Carthage.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice win for them. Like I said, they've been playing some pretty good basketball. They played a good game up here with us, even though we won it. And since then, they've been on a little bit of a tear, beating some pretty good teams.
The, you know, did you catch any of the Piggott game Saturday night?
I did not. I just kept seeing the score updates, but I didn't watch any of it live.
We watched some as we drove home, and really good outing for them. Current District 7A standings, Piggott County 4-0 atop the Heat. Gordonsville and Clay, both 3-2. Gordonsville, of course, currently with that tiebreaker. Clark Range sets at 2-3 in fourth place, and Redborn Springs 0-5 in fifth place. Boys 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. I'm going to wrap up this H&H John Equipment Parts pregame show with a full coverage final word. We'll get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off, brought to us by Shock and Strong Insurance. Rematch action here in Joe Sims' gym. It did the girls a lot of good to be here at home. A much better outing for them, Doug. What needs to happen for the Bulldogs to have a better performance this time around?
Well, you shouldn't have to do anything to motivate them. The loss they got up there should be motivation enough. Got to start strong. You know, set the tone early. Get your game going. Got to take care of the ball definitely tonight. You know, just like we talked up there, every possession is big in a game like this. So take care of the ball and defend well. I hope they're not shooting like they did up there. If they're shooting like they did up there, I don't know what we can do.
Yeah, they're going to win anywhere they go if they do that.
So hopefully they won't be that hot tonight. Normally on the road they're not, but we'll see.
When you've got a prolific scorer like a Jacob Amonette on a team, do you try to take him away, or do you accept that he's going to get his and try to guard the other four?
Well, I think you just play good solid D on him, and what he gets. Then, you know, I think you just play solid D on all five. You know, because they got some other scores beside him that they can simmer to us. You know, if you stop him, get him to 14, you got another two or three and score 20. So just play good solid D on all of them. Maybe in the game may have to adjust to guard him a little different or something. So,
folks, that has been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups. Piggott County, the visiting team, they wear their blank travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Joseph Amonette, ninth season overall. I don't know if I updated this portion or not. I think he's got 106 wins and 96 losses during that time. 15-5 record this year, 4-0 in District 7A. They do ride a six-game win streak into this contest. Starting four, Piggott County. A senior number 10, Larrick Pyrus. Senior number 11, Jacob Amonette. Senior number 14, Eli Reagan. Sophomore number 21, Nathaniel Cobb. And a freshman number 23, Cole Amonette. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 25th season overall. 551 wins to 222 losses. 13-4 record this year, 3-2 in District 7A. Riding a two-game win streak into tonight's contest. Starting, a junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. Senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Guys, time for it. Clay and Piggott. Hayden Adams steps in against Lyric Paris. Adams controls the opening tip. Going to be gathered by Cole Eads, and he hands off the junior point guard, Nolan Adams. Nolan has been playing outstanding lately. Let's hope he continues here tonight. First possession of this contest, Clay County working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Piggott County shooting the hoop to our right. Now Lance Burchett with it. Looks over to Coach Edwards. Coach E sitting comfortably in his seat, watching his team execute this opening possession. Very methodical. Burchett to the hole. Shot up. No good. Offensive foul call. Same official that called several of those against Zoe Nicholas for Piggott County. So something that he's really watching for tonight, guys.
Yeah, and you see Coach Amonette, he's got his guys sagging off just like he always does, packing the paint, Doug, for those drives. Yeah, this is typical. That's the way he does it, and they're pretty good at it.
Piggott County scores all over the floor for him. A turnover for the Bobcats to open things up. Coach Amonette questioning his nephew Cole there about what he was thinking. Of course, Cole, a freshman, and what a credit to him to be able to step in with three seniors and the talented sophomore Nathaniel Cobb and take a starting role. A huge job by Cole Amonette, and he's rose to the occasion.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As Nate Adams gets his first look, couldn't get it to go. The defensive specialist for Piggott County, of course, drawing the assignment of Nate Adams, and that's Lyric Parrish.
Cobb going to be fouled as he approached the left side of the lane. Cole Eads called for the foul. Coach Edwards talking to him on how he needs to handle that. We were down there calling action Saturday at South Pitt, and Cole Eads drawing the big defensive responsibility that night and did an outstanding job with it against a much larger player. 6:35 and ticking first quarter, similar to the boys' game. A slow start, no points scored yet in this one. Both teams have had a couple possessions. Cobb with it, left wing. Gives over to Cole. Cole back to Cobb, now to Reagan. We see Nolan Adams drawing that job of face guarding Jacob Amonette wherever he goes. Three-pointer taken by Cole Amonette. Thomas, I'll let you complain about these box-out fouls now. I've done it enough lately.
Well, that one wasn't even a box-out foul there. Yeah, I mean, most of the time it's
a landing spot for the shooter. I don't know what that call was, really. Nate Adams is turning, looking at the rim with his offhand. He did touch Cole Emanet, but nothing malicious at all.
One thing that we do know, if it mirrors the girls' game, we saw consistency out of the officials, and we see a foul call quickly here. Now, that's something the other night in Byrdstown, Pickett County, back on January the 9th, they ran us out of the gym.
Yeah.
That's all you can say about it. But the officials did do their part in helping. It felt really one-sided that night. Of course, looking at a comment here on the foul count of the girls' contest, I didn't keep up with it as far as team goes. Pretty heavily favored in favor of one team there, so maybe not as consistent as I thought they were here tonight at Joe Sims Gym. Nate Adams to the hoop. He draws it, Doug. What about it?
That's a good take, and I think that was a good set play to him, just kind of get us going. He's got to be strong tonight.
And certainly does.
I think we're going to get a lot of action through him tonight.
4-2 the score. Nate shooting for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Releases the free throw, makes it. Nate on the season, a 58% free throw shooter. Makes this one a one-point game. Pickett County in front, highly touted, just like the girls. I don't think they're holding that number one ranking. I think Eagleville perhaps, depending on what poll you're looking at, doing that. But this Pickett County team, they essentially have no weaknesses. They're well-coached, they've got depth on the bench, and they've got five great players on the floor. Clay Candy coming down, missing their shot. Thomas, who had that bucket? Was it Cobb for Pickett last trip?
It was Nathaniel Cobb on the dump off.
Three-pointer by Emanet, no good. That was Cole on the attempt. On the floor, we have Paris and Cobb with the ball on the jump ball call. So, Doug, sometimes we see things blown dead. That three-pointer hit the rim, went up, touched the top of the backboard, but was not blown dead. Is it because it didn't hit any of the structure?
Yeah, the top of the board's still good.
Okay.
As long as it don't touch anything, the rope or the bars there,
okay,
it's still good.
Jacob Emanet near the timeline, well defended by Nolan Adams. Nolan's going to have to be clean with that tonight. So far, so good. And now they're going to call the foul, and that's just almost an insult to Nolan for the great job that he did. Coach Edwards just as confused because he had more contact earlier in the possession and then blew it when there was less. That's the curious part. Going to be a tough matchup, and now an offensive foul call, Derek Paris, for the moving screen. So it's going to be, guys, that's going to be maybe the deciding matchup of this contest. Knowing Adams guarding Jacob Emanet and how the officials are going to call it.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be crucial for sure, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, and what you want to look at, this consistency on both ends. So far, we've had that pretty decent. So, if they're calling on both ends, you got to just adjust and go.
Absolutely. 4:48 mark. Thomas O scoring like the girls, 6-3 right now. Nate Adams tries to make it 6-5. Misses on the 10-foot jumper, though. Pickett County the rebound. Cole Emanet with it, kicks over to Reagan. Reagan, three-pointer right side, good. Eli Reagan, perhaps the heart and soul. Everybody likes to talk about Jacob Emanet, but Eli Reagan, the heart and soul of this Pickett County team. Lance Burchett taking his three-pointer, no good. Nolan Adams rebound, putback, no good. We did not see that same box-out foul call down here on this end. Now Emanet with it, close to defending by Nolan, gives off to Reagan, back to Jacob. Halfway through the first, 4:10 mark of this opening quarter. Pickett County mall movement. Cole Emanet backs it up. He's defended by Nate Adams.
And you see Nolan Adams denying the ball from Jacob Emanet, who pulls the trigger from deep.
Deep three, no good. Now, when you talk about the range of Jacob Emanet, it extends pretty deep. 10 feet back is nothing to him.
Yeah, he hit a couple from the logo up there at Pete County. So, yeah, he comes across high court. He's pretty much in range for him.
Lance Burchett now drives to the elbow. Jump shot falls short. Clay County did not shoot the ball well in Byrdstown. So far, we're seeing that same thing for the Dogs tonight.
Yeah, getting good looks, able to beat their men, just can't get them to go yet.
Cobb to the hole. Cole Eads picks up his second personal.
And that's tough. Warner Melton was already waiting in the wings to come in. Eads getting two. Actually, he was giving Lance Burchett a breather.
So was They called a shooting foul, so I guess it was.
Well, it's the fifth foul. That's our 15th foul.
Okay. So a lot of fouls called in this one. 5 for Clay, 3 for Pickett. Already bonus 3:22 left in this first quarter. And we know typically how good Pickett County is from the free throw line.
Yeah, they're solid.
10-3 as Kyle makes the second. 7 points to lead for the Bobcats.
Yeah, Clay County needs a bucket here. We saw them fall behind early in Birdstown. I think they got down 10-0, and then they got to 20 pretty quick, Daniel.
That three-point play by Nate Adams, the only points that the Dogs have here 5 minutes into this contest. A takeaway, regathered by Coleridge, gives to Nate, power dribble, spin, lays it in. A lot of contact there from Jacob Abinette. Easily could have been called a foul. He was very strategic on how he applied the pressure,
yeah. And
I guess that's what made the difference. Abinette is polished a player as you'll find here at the single A level. Jacob with it, defended by Nolan. He's swinging out of Reagan, left wing. Eli with it, passes inside to Brady Evans. Evans off the bench for Pickett here. Cobb in the paint. Nate Adams, not Nate, but Hayden doing a nice job defending him. And that's a tough draw. Cobb is a tough matchup.
Yeah, he's nice in there. So that's going to be a tough matchup no matter who we got on him tonight.
Cobb, the tallest player, and only a sophomore. Great length, great skill set. Has the skill set of a guard, the height of a post. Now a give and go. Cobb with it denied. Bounces it across. And it was Evans on the backside.
Yeah, just good ball movement there and got the little backdoor play.
12-5 the score. Dogs trail by 7. Minute 54 left in this opening quarter. Has a different feel already, though, than it did in Birdstown. Clay County trailing by 7 here, but we're not shooting well. But still, it just, I don't know, has a little better feel to it than last time around.
Yeah, Jacob Abinette scoreless so far in this ball game, and Pickett County still leads, and that just shows the weapons they have, as the penetration and dump off has been the key to them so far.
Nolan Adams finding Warner Melton on the inbound near the midcourt line. Yeah, we talk about Pickett offensively all the time. You've already mentioned their defense once, Thomas, and that's something they do very well. Lance Burchard driving inside, knocked away by Eli Reagan, picked up by Cole Amonette. The freshman with it sets up shop at left corner, now drives baseline, jump stop, loses the handle, kicks to Reagan, three-pointer, good. Eli Reagan will make you pay, and he just did. Pickett County, Doug, a 10-point lead, 15-5, just like that. Timeout taken here by Coach Edwards. We'll go to break. Minute 22 left in the first quarter.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Bobcats lead the Bulldogs 15-5. A little over a minute left here in the first quarter. Daniel, they're doing it again.
Yeah, they can pull away from you. We talked about it all through the girls' game. You've got to stay within a certain number of points against the Pickett County team. Nate Adams' baseline jumper goes. Tough shot, his signature shot, and he makes it go.
Yeah, the Pickett County, but they don't make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
They're impatient. They work the ball, get the shot they want, and that means you got to make shots with them.
And if you try to up your defensive pressure, they find an open man. That's what we saw the girls doing down the home stretch. Yeah. Nolan continuing to play good defense against Amonette. Now a screen by Evans, and Amonette gets to the hole. That's just almost got to be a switch, and somebody else has to help off them.
Yeah, got to be a help side guy there on that play, and we didn't have one.
19 seconds left in this first quarter, 17-7. Clay County trailing by 10, looking for the last shot. A bucket here would make it seem a little more manageable after this first quarter. Lance with it all the way to the hoop. Shot up off the glass and it don't go tipping, but no one's no good. That kind of signifies the type of first quarter Clay County's had here. Getting some good shots, but they're still not falling against these Bobcats. 17-7, Pickett leads after one.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County trails Pickett County by 10. It's 17-7 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Real Supply. Pretty simple for Clay County. They have 7 points. Nate Adams has them all. For Pickett County, Jacob Amonet, 2. Eli Reagan, 2 big threes for 6. Nathaniel Cobb has 3. Cole Amonet, 4. And Brady Evans has 2. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Coach Edwards up, talking to his guys here. Lance with it, drives to the elbow, hands to Nolan. Nolan now going to spin and attack the hoop. His shot up, no good. Rebound Cobb, knocked back away by Nolan, picked up by Reagan. Reagan, full head of steam across the timeline, puts on the brakes of the wing, gives to Jacob Amonet. Amonet on the drive, travels with it, no whistles blow, shot up, good. Foul going to be called on the floor.
Just got to stay in attack mode right here. We're getting some good looks, and they're not falling right now. Got to get some buggies to go.
And the good news today, at 7-8 mark in the second quarter, more than half of this game in front of you, eat plenty of time to cut a 12-point deficit. But like we said, it's so hard against such a sound team like Pickett County. Cobb pulls down the rebound off of Nate Adams, missed shot from right block. Jacob Amonet working against Lance. Bounce pass to Evans. Evans hands back off to Amonet. Amonet's fader's up. My foul call. Amonet going to go to the line, and he's another of those, similar to Emilio and similar to some players Clay County's had over the years as well, who just has that reputation. If they act like they've been hit on something, they're going to draw a lot of fouls.
Yeah, they get a lot of calls.
And like, you know, just to iterate again, we've had our guys that have had those two. Certainly have. Amonet good on those free throws, 21-7. Right now, Clay County has been tripled up, 21-7 by the Bobcats. Nate with it, kicks the cold left wing, back to Nolan out top, swing to Lance, right side. Lance going to drive inside, his shot block, gathered around for Nolan, step back three. Good.
Good bucket right there. Big bucket. We needed that.
Yeah, guys, 21-10. 11 points. We're talking 4 possessions. I mean, I don't know. It feels like more than that.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, you're out here in it. You trail Gordonsville by 17 or something in the early fourth quarter a week or so ago. You cut it to a single possession game during that fourth quarter. So, Clay County, certainly built in such a way to make a run. Amonet with it. Jumper's good. Woo! Just good basketball right
there. Good basketball right there. Pretty good D. He just stepped back and made that shot.
Speaking about young Jacob Amonet the other day, made the comment that it's almost like he's the you took it, both of his older twin brothers, Zach and Will, and combined them into one guy, you kind of get him. And he's got the best of their attributes as Nolan Adams comes down. 23-12. Nolan with the answer here. He's got the last 5 points for Clay County. Nate's got the other seven. Eli Reagan, we can't leave him open like that. He misses that one, though. Cole Eads pulls down the rebound. And the odds of Pickett County continuing this onslaught of shooting percentage through the contest, you know, it may not hold up. And like you said, Doug, if they can, they're going to win everywhere they go.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, if they're shooting the ball well, they're hard to defend because they all shoot it.
Pickett 16-5 on the year, the five losses, two of them to Eagleville, two of them to Kingston, the other one to Stone Memorial, and they beat Stone Memorial Saturday night. So,
yeah, Eagleville's ranked
number one.
Stone's number nine in AAA. So
Kingston, I don't know where they sit, but no doubt strong. If they beat Pickett twice, there's no question about the strength of the Kingston squad. I don't even know what classification they are, maybe two-way. Nate Adams with it, 23-12, 11-point game, Coley shooting for the triple. Ooh, in and out, no good. Another good look at it.
Yeah, that's a great look. Like I said, there's not dropping right now.
Offensive foul should be called, but they won't do it. Nolan Adams called for the foul instead. Nolan doing a good job there, and I get it. You know, I'm sure the feet were moving, but very frustrating when you guard somebody so well. And Coach Edwards is seeing that same frustration. He's talking to the official about it. Now the official talking to Nolan a little bit. Nolan kind of smacking the floor out of frustration. And I think maybe them just reminding him not to get too carried away with that.
And that's good officiating right there. And you want the player to be able to show a little frustration
right.
Because you don't direct it towards you. And he didn't. He was just kind of upset with himself there.
Right. And that's something, you know, those type of conversations, something we didn't see. In Byrdstown, you know, even Coach Edwards, couple minutes into the game, got a warning up in Byrdstown, and he asked the official, you know, can you talk to me about it? He said, I'm not going to talk to you again. Would not have a conversation with him. And now foul called on Jacob Amonette, 23-12. Thomas, give us something.
Well,
3:22 left in the second quarter.
That's a third straight possession by Pickett County where they haven't been able to convert. We haven't took advantage of those two empty possessions by the Bobcats. We have to here, guys, if we're going to get back in this one.
Yeah, you got an 11-point game. You know, Buggy gets you back to single digit. And you're not going to shoot that bad a second half, you wouldn't think. So you just got to stay within reach right here. Get that to single digits and then make a good run in the second half.
No doubt. This group of starters has not been Pickett County. After that 30-2 run that we enjoyed for so many years against the Bobcats, we have not beat them right now. A four-game series losing streak going back to the 2023 7A title game. And I lose track. We were having this discussion the other day, Thomas, about that two-year-ago team. And how much Nate played as a role, essentially the only player from this squad that had much of a role his sophomore year. And Pickett's just been stout during those 2 years.
They have. Nate Adams makes one or two at the line to get it to a 10-point ballgame.
23-13. Coach Edwards meeting Pickett for the 78th time in his career here. As Jacob Amonette has it, hands off to Max Moody, the sophomore. We've not seen or heard much of him this year. And did a nice job there.
That was good play by him.
Edwards a 50-27 record against the arch nemesis of Clay County.
He'll be on the floor.
Moody called for the personal. So a 12-point game here, 25-13. I don't fail to print those game reports. What was the halftime score last time? Not sure.
I can't tell you that at all, but it wasn't pretty. We were down about 20.
Yeah. Warner Melton, 10-foot jumper, no good up from the elbow area. Rebound Pickett. Pickett doing a good job on the defensive boards here. Clay County not having many second chance opportunities, though.
No, and that's huge.
Cole Amonette draining it from left corner. And there you are, 15 points the lead for Pickett, their biggest of the night. Pressure from behind against Nate Adams, and now a foul call. Moody could have been called for it earlier as he kind of bumped into Nate around midcourt. They call it down here against Reagan, though. Second personal against Eli. And I saw this contact there at the bonk. I did that midcourt, as I mentioned. Apologize for the hoarse voice tonight. About 10 o'clock this morning, just started kind of going away. Feel good, but sound like a frog or something.
Well, I've got the voice, but I feel horrible.
Well, maybe I just need to be quiet. I may let you do some more talking, Doug. Right now, none of us feel like talking. It's Clay County's down 14 to Pickett, 28-14. Of course, we always give credit where credit's due. We've bragged a lot on these Bobcats during this first half, and they'll continue to do so as Nathan Cobb's in there working hard. He gets the bucket from outside. Not a weakness on this team, as we mentioned earlier, depth off the bench, good coaching, and high percentage of shooting. As we listen to the broadcast from UCR of the night, Thomas, I think they said three or four different Bobcats shooting over 40% from behind the arc.
May have been. I know it was two for sure, but yes, they, you know, it's no fluke what they do. There's no doubt. They did it against Stone Memorial the other night, and they did it against us in Birdstown. You know, this is a team that beat Cookeville. A lot of good wins under their belt already, and they're proving it here tonight. They lead by 16 already.
Well, one of the biggest changes in this team and ones it's had in the past. Whew.
That's a freshman, folks. Hitting two back-to-back three-pointers.
His third of the night.
Woo. Nolan Adams called for a travel.
May have got a break there, because if that hadn't been a travel, it's probably an offensive foul. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't want to say it, that's for sure, but this Pickett County team is one of the best we've seen in quite some time.
And what I started to say earlier, where they've changed, they're so solid defensively. In years past, you could exploit somebody. You can't on this team. They're all solid defenders.
33-14, the scores. Jacob Amonette drives. Nolan's done a good job with Amonette during this first half. It's been the freshman Cole, though. Son of Lee Amonette, and he is on fire.
Yeah.
Not your typical freshman.
22-point lead for Pickett County.
Warner Mountain answers, and there's that rebound, and again, Cobb pointed down this time. Clay gets one look, and that's it.
Yeah. And that's tough against a Pickett County bunch. You got to make shots, and we're not making shots.
Young Max Moody misses the three-pointer. 30 seconds and ticking. Lance Burchett all the way down to the block. Kicks it back out to Nolan. Nolan top of the key. Shot faking a drive. Another travel call against Nolan. 36-14.
I don't know about that. It looked like he kept that foot still. He may have slid it a little, but.
On the floor for Clay County, Warner Melton, Hayden Adams, Cole Eads, Lance Burchett, and Nate Adams. No one coming out and getting a breather here.
Yeah, the Bulldogs were the same amount of points as the Lady Bulldogs had at the break, guys. 14, if that tells you what kind of defense Pickett County has. And they poured on from deep.
Max Moody tips it in. The sophomore adds the bucket. Warner Melton's full court three, no good at the buzzer, 38-14. Pickett County up at the break, a healthy lead for the visiting Bobcats.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it,
call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where it's all Pickett County here in Salina as they lead Clay County 38-14 in the boys game here at the break. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County only 7 points in the first quarter, and then they did nothing but match that in the second. 7 in each quarter for their total of 14 here at the break. They trailed by 10, 17-7 at the end of the first, and then Pickett County outscored them 21-7 in the second quarter to claim this 24-point halftime lead. Pretty simple for Clay County again. Nate Adams and Nolan Adams with all the scoring. Nate with 9 and Nolan with 5, as Clay County just having trouble finding the basket here in the first half, as the Bobcat defense has held them at bay while they fired at will. 17 in the first quarter, like I said, and 21 in the second, for a total of 38 at the break, made up of Jacob Amonette's 8 points, Eli Reagan has 6, Nathaniel Cobb has 5, Cole Amonette, 4 first half threes and 13 total points. One of them was a 4-point play, the first points of the entire ball game by the freshman Cole Amonette. Brady Evans has 2, and Max Moody, 4 points for the Bobcats, who lead Clay County by 24, 38-14 here at halftime. That was your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway Trivia Challenge, which is coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, 38-14. Pickett in front at the break. Time now for the Subway Tribute Challenge, brought to you by local owners Reagan Wilson Brandon. Who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because it's Subway Fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at this Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network online at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here we go. On Tuesday, December the 7th, 1976, head coach Thomas Watson led the Salina High Bulldogs in victory over Byrdstown, despite trailing the Bobcats 37-42 at halftime. The Dogs were able to secure the 69-65 win. Three players scored in double figures for Salina that night. Name two of them. We'll read that one more time. On Tuesday, December the 7th, 1976, head coach Thomas Watson led the Salina High Bulldogs in victory over Byrdstown, despite trailing the Bobcats 37-42 at halftime. The Dogs were able to secure the 69-65 win. Three players that night scored in double figures for Salina. Name two of them. So the 76-77 season is what that comes from. Dogs come out. Almost time to start this third quarter. Coach Edwards, a lengthy discussion with them in there. A lot of times you'll see them out 2, 3, maybe even 4 minutes left on that clock, Thomas. All we've got got some answers coming on the Facebook comments. I'd love you to send that into the hotline. Perhaps maybe got it on there too. We've got Doug named all three of them. Got a guess of coming of James Bartlett and Champ Smith that came in on the hotline. Definitely the right time there. One of those two is right. Not both of them, though.
I actually remember being at that game.
Another guess on the hotline of Champ Smith and James Bartlett. One of those two is correct. Tiff Brown guesses Timmy Bowles and Muscles Plumley. Once again, right there, both of those incorrect. Once again, our hotline number, 931-397-9004. We do have a correct answer on the Facebook commentary, and I'm going to go ahead and just pull the trigger on it and award it to Madison Short, who's watching tonight. Congratulations to Madison. She says Roger Short and Gary Plumley. Of course, the other one that goes with them that was being named on the hotline there, Champ Smith. So congratulations to Madison. Madison, if you will provide us with your mailing address, you'll be receiving, after the end of the season, a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day under 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Solano. So, yeah, one more time, Madison. I hate to be repetitive, but text us your mailing address in to 397-9004. And we will get those winnings to you. Congratulations to that. Yeah, Doug, you said you were there in person.
Yeah.
You named all three on your text.
That year, there's some talent right there. And those three that was in that was really good players. So a lot of good players on that team.
No doubt. Some of the ones that were mentioned there, James Bartlett, Timmy Bowles, Muscles Plumley, also younger guys on that squad. And it was the older guys that night, though, of course, Booger McLaren, a senior on that squad. And Roger and Gary already in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, as is Booger McLaren. And some good years, no doubt. Nate Adams, Clay County guys cannot buy one tonight. Can't buy one. We had three attempts here, and the hustle has been upped. You know, that's probably, if I'm guessing, Doug, I'm assuming a lot of the halftime conversation didn't have a whole lot to do with Pickett. Probably had a lot to do with Clay County and our level of hustle and what we were doing, the lack of second-chance opportunities.
Yeah.
And we saw three opportunities right there, but we couldn't get a bucket to go.
Well, I think the biggest thing you had in halftime, be aggressive, get accurate. We're going to give some shots second half, you know, and that's what you got to preach to him.
Nate Adams scoring on the inbound. Eli Reagan firing the three, in and out, no good. Foul called against Nate Adams. No, against Pete Cannon, sorry. Mm-hmm. 41-16, Thomas.
Yeah, Nathaniel Cobb knocking down a three-pointer for Pickett County for the first few points to take their largest lead at 27 before that Nate Adams field goal. Clay County makes a shot from distance. What about it, guys?
Was that our first triple?
Nolan had one early on the top of the key, but really our first field goal from this field. We've had a few layups. That's about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure halftime, Coach Evers always been big with this. We're playing four-minute games right now.
Right.
He wanted to get to a certain score in the first 4 minutes, the next 4 minutes they scored, and so far they're doing okay. Just got to keep chipping away.
That's a really interesting way of approaching it. I like that. Give and go here, Cobb to the hoop and scores. Lance Burchett crosses the timeline, 43-19. Pickett County, a 24-point advantage here. Burchett to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound Reagan. Foul called against Hayden Adams. Thomas, we've had a lot of conversation, obviously, about Pickett, and you always talk about Eli Reagan, talked about his brother a lot, too. Talk about what you see out of Eli Reagan and what he means to this team.
Well, he's the one that does a lot of the dirty work. You know, he's moving without the ball, Doug. That's how he gets those wide-open threes, and when he gets the opportunity, he just knocks them down. And you also see, you know, his defense, his rebounding. You talk about cleaning the boards. It's not just Cobb, it's Reagan. And I don't know, they just got five solid players this year for starters, and a couple of reserves that are coming off the bench and playing big roles too.
Well,
Reagan, Cobb there.
Reagan for this Pickett County team is our Lacey Wick.
That's right.
The difference is he'll score a little more than Lacey in the floor, but defensively, that's what he is to this team.
Yeah, he just makes plays when you need them, and, you know, he's just a gamer.
You know, and sit and watch him. Another one of those guys that, you know, he conducts himself well, handles his business well, and you hate to like him too much because he's a really good Pickett County ball player, but you can't help but kind of like watching his game.
Yeah, and I've watched those kids grow up. I played ball with their dad over the years and known these guys for a long time. So, and this quality kid.
Of course, older brother John Parker had that knee injury during his career. It kind of shortened it a little bit. 43-20, 23 points of difference here, guys. And so far, the second half, Clay County kind of winning a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it's like Doug says, you just got to chip away and, maybe have a shot down the stretch. But you're going to have to cut it pretty quick to do so.
And inbounds to Cole Laminant. Talk about a hot hand. He has shot lights out here in this one.
Yeah, Baker's dozen at halftime knocked down four from distance, did the freshman. And that's the difference. You know, you talked about it. No weaknesses on this Bobcat team.
Warner Melton, a nice steal, goes down, misses the shot. And that just personifies the night for Clay County. Even those high-percentage shots that they seldom ever miss, just not falling. And we thought when that was happening up at Burgestown, we thought, okay, that's all right. In Joe Simmons' gym, they'll fall. Well, they're not. They're not, and it's just uncharacteristic.
Ooh. Don't really know what that one was.
Third personal against Coleeds. 4:42 mark of the third. Pickett with the inbound. Evans kicks to Reagan. Reagan down low to Cobb. Cobb power dribble into the paint. Shot up good. Almost a little bit of a sky hook of a shot. Cobb, a really nice player there. Only a sophomore, Doug.
Yeah.
He's really polished already.
Yeah, he had a solid year as a freshman last year. And he's just a hard defend, good long. And he can sit up on the floor and shoot it, too.
Nate Adams firing his shot. Could not get it to go. Hayden Adams down hurt. He's a tough one, though, getting back up. But official timeout, him and Reagan shaking it up after just – I didn't see what happened. Feet got tangled, maybe.
Just two going after the ball. That's it.
Had the chance to. I took down the vinyl posters off the football fence back the week of Thanksgiving, and hadn't got the chance to hand them all out yet. And I called Hayden today and gave him his school. And I said, "Buddy, thank you for all the good memories of watching you play football." Said every play, you gave everything you had. And that's all you can do, no matter what you're doing. And I love another. I love that attitude out of Hayden Adams. He don't do anything halfway.
No matter what he's doing, it's 100%.
Nate to the hoop. Once again, a little bit of contact there, and now Hayden going to be called for one. Hayden called for another foul.
Well, you don't want to get those, that far away from the basket. More of a frustration-type foul for Hayden there, Doug.
Yeah, you want to see him be aggressive and everything, but there, you want the aggression on the other end. You know, 84 feet, you want to just back off right there.
Reese checking in, and they did not say it was time to come in yet, so they're making him come back. Coach Edwards says they had play stopped, and the official was holding his hand up for the sub. Hayden pulling down the rebound off a missed Bobcat shot. 28 points the difference. I know this has not been the best broadcast I've ever presented to you folks, but I'm just being kind of frustrated throughout at times.
Yeah, much like the Bulldogs, they've had no answer for the Bobcats, as have a whole lot of teams this season, guys. I mean, you're talking about a top five ranked Class A team, and they're kind of rising to the top of District 7A here.
Well, and their losses has been quality teams. They ain't played no slouches. So,
No.
And that shows with the way they play.
Warner Melton to the line, hit the first. Second one coming. Reese Adams now is allowed to check in. Hits the second. Nice job of Warner. Melton on the season. 64% free throw shooter. Warner averaging 6 points a contest. pulling down 2.5 rebounds the contest. And now a foul on the floor. I didn't even see it. I guess Reese from behind some, maybe. Yeah. Jacob Avanette trying to be an official, asking for an intentional foul.
It was a good hard foul, but it was a clean foul. It was a hard foul.
Yeah, he went after the ball. I mean, he was just trying to block the shot there and caught him in the head.
Cobb at the line shooting here. Misses the free throw. Second one coming from Cobb. It's away. No good. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate pushes ahead to Cole. Cole at F wing. Comes top of the key. That's actually Lance. I don't know why I said Cole. Was watching through the camera instead of an actual eyes. Nate firing the three and just can't get it to go. What's Nate got right now? Still in single digits, isn't he?
He's in the double figures with 11 with two in this half.
Just hard to come by points tonight. Evans with a rebound inside. And Cobb again going to go to the free throw line. Nate on the season averaging 18.2, 5.4 rebounds, 3.3 assists. First one's away by Cobb and Good after missing his last two from that mark. Hayden Adams and Cole Eads checking in. Warner Melton and Reese Adams checking out. Cobb hits his second. 50-22. 28 points the lead for Pickett. Slow and steady dose of Bobcat points has got us to this point. Now a travel called against Nolan Adams. Coach Edwards taking time out, and we'll mercifully take it with him. 50-22. Dogs trail.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County trails Pickett County 22-50. Bobcats up by 28, 2:39 left here in the third quarter. And it's been all about, it's just an all-around solid game from the team from Birdstown tonight.
Oh, yeah, played their typical game, and when they're doing that, they're just tough.
Aminette with it, defending by Adams. Turnover, Pickett. So similar to their girls team this year.
Yeah, you're talking about a single-A powerhouse. They've got one up in Birdstown right now. Defending state champs with the girls team. And this Bobcat team who looks poised to make a run.
Oh, they do. The only thing that might get them, maybe size, you know, just overall team size, pretty small, pound for pound. But single-A basketball, you know, how many bigs you can run into.
Well, the defending state champions for one, Chattanooga Prep, they've got a little bit.
Of course, that two eliminated Pickett last year
in
the sectionals, right?
Yes.
Prep dropped in the rankings a little. I guess they maybe lost one to somebody this past week or something. But I think Pickett ranked above them. Right now, I don't know which one of those three polls I was looking at today. Inbound pass denied by Nate. We'll try this again. Minute 59 left in this third quarter. Pickett County in front of this entire contest, 50-22. Lowest tally of the season at this point in the game, probably. For Clay County, as we approach the end of the third quarter, minute 46 left in this third.
Yeah, pretty similar up there in Birdstown, if I remember. You know, it was, I don't remember the final. Really don't want to forget it, though.
Yeah.
Maybe around the 40 mark.
76 to 41, the final. And that's the thing with Pickett. They say Nate stepped out of bounds. He was pushed out of bounds, perhaps, but maybe not. I think, you know, with Pickett, it's all about that consistency. They, I'm just going to have to break for a minute again. I had to do that at Birdstown, too. Just going to a break for a minute.
Aminette, with just 8 points in this contest, though, Nolan Adams has done a good job on him defensively, that's for sure. Give him 9 with the 1 of 2 free throws there.
Lance Virgin now with the rebound, crosses the timeline, gives to Nate, Nate into the paint. Stripped to the ball, Cobb comes up with it. He takes it, Cole Aminette, full head of steam for Aminette. He shot up no good. The interesting thing with officials tonight, and once again, I feel like it's been consistent. They'll allow more contact at the point of the shot than they will out on the floor sometimes, you know.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, reach is what they're looking at pretty much, hand on the hip, hand check, that kind of stuff. But you're right, it's been pretty physical at the rim.
Yeah, they're at both ends, you know, on most of those attempts right then, you know, triple team by Clay on Pickett right there that I was surprised wouldn't call. Evans missing those free throws. 1 minute left in this third quarter. Nolan Adams, left wing, fires it up. Good. All in all, Adams has put together a good night at both ends with his defensive role that he's played. Coupled with some of the a technical foul call against Nate Adams. Doug, you had the best view. I was looking at the camera. What'd he do? A facial expression?
Maybe. He reacted to himself, not, you know.
Right. I mean, how's that different than when Jacob Aminette was calling for a headshot intentional? You know, clearly it was. I ain't saying it wasn't. I'm just curious.
No, we had a foul there. I mean, and that's what that should have been, though.
Cole Aminette has played outstanding tonight. He's at the free throw line. Knocking down both of these, and I don't know typically, or was that the technical free throws
bonus? So you had to foul first, and this will be our technical here.
These are the 10. Okay, yeah. I started to say, I wonder how often Coach Aminette would go to the freshman for that, and clearly he should have stayed with him here.
Well,
Jacob comes up, misses one.
That would be the way I would, you know, if he goes over and knocks down two, he stays.
Stay.
You know,
we go 0 for 2 here. Small consolation is Pickett leads by 28. Yeah, that'd be a hard thing to do, regardless of who it was.
Yeah.
If you had somebody that just went to it, too.
Yeah. He's staying there for me now. But now, I don't know what Aminette's shooting for free throw. I say it's really good.
No
so
doubt.
I'd say you wouldn't hurt in that numbers there.
Definitely, I would say in the low 90s anyway. Now Nolan, a reach over there and getting that foul call. Half seconds left in this third quarter. Hit the first, second away. He did as well. I'd be curious to know just how many times in his entire career he's missed back-to-back. I bet it ain't happened much.
I'd say not much.
Warner Melton with it right wing. Kicks to Nolan to Lance. Lance back to Nolan. Nolan going to drive against Evans. Euro step, shot up, no good. Call the rebound, power dribble, put back, no good. Rebound to Reagan. Reagan gives to Jacob. Jacob slows it down with 15 seconds left in the quarter. creates separation, gets to the free throw line, dumps it off to Evans. I think that's Evans. Brady Evans. Now back to Cole Laminette. His three ball no good. Cleaned up by Brady Evans. What about him? As the buzzer sounds, junior Brady Evans putting it in there, giving Piggott County a 25-point lead. Oh, going at 32. 32-point lead at the end of three, 57-25.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. All Bobcats here as they lead Clay County 57-25, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Nate Adams leading the way for Clay County with 11 points. Lance Burchard has 3. Colleagues 1. Nolan Adams 8. And Warner Melton 2. For Piggott County, Cole Laminette, the freshman, with 18 points to lead the Bobcats. Nathaniel Cobb also with 14. And Jacob Laminette has 11. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Isaiah Burnett, baseline drive, missed the shot left side. Rebound Lyric Paris, Paris to Amanette. Jacob Amanette with it. His subs wait at the scores table for Piggott County. Coach Edwards going with a new lineup here during this half. Coach Amanette calling it a timeout just to change out the lineup. On the floor for Clay County, sophomores Juju Villa and Jake Copeland. Good to see him back in the lineup. He did not travel to South Pitt with an illness on Saturday. So we got Villa and Copeland. They're joined by freshman Caden Copeland, Isaiah Burnett, and Fletcher Strong rounding that lineup. Piggott County's players try to bring those names to you as we go down the stretch here. I don't know that I've got a full roster, but I might. Brady Evans with it out top. Good defense by Burnett.
Looks like we got number 20, Grayson Smith in there. Number 12, is he's on the floor. He's not. J.D. Davis is number 12, and you probably have the rest, I think.
Mercy Rule running clock here. Davis on J.D.
That's right. 42, not 12, sorry. Read that wrong.
Piggott with the ball. Cal Massengill. Mason Gale. If you got
That's Mason Gale.
Where'd we get that anyway?
I'm sorry?
Where'd we get this here from?
I don't know. T-double-S-double-A.
Well, they, yeah. It's bound to be a Mason Gale. We'll say Mason Gale.
Yeah.
Strong with it, top of the key, fires the three, misses left side, rebound, Massengill. Offensive foul called on Gavin Daniels as he lowers the shoulder there.
Good defensive play by little Burnett right there.
Isaiah Burnett taking that charge. All five of the Piggott County reserves wearing those neon green shoes. Some of their older kids did too, maybe. I guess that's a new fad these days, or maybe one of the hot NBA players.
I was about to say, wonder what NBA player's shoe that is.
I like it as long as they're all together.
Yeah.
That same color there.
Red Bullman goes with the multicolors.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they certainly like that, too. Copeland on the inbound. Power dribble, left-handed hook shot, good.
Good play right there. Copeland just finished good and strong that left hand.
57-27. Three ball from the corner by Jace Alteens. No good. Scrum for the ball. And a foul call on somebody. Copeland called for the foul. Looked like a good hustle. I guess nobody had possession, did they?
Yeah, well, that should have just been an out-of-bounds play or something. Right, just kind of stuck on your whistle and give it to somebody instead of calling something.
Al Teens, whether it works in the corner to Evans, the junior, has stayed on the floor playing with his second group. He had quite a bit of time earlier. Bella pushes ahead to Copeland. Jake with it, scores from left block. 59-29. Evans again loses the handle. Tried to do a little too much that time. Feet were quicker than his hands. They do maintain possession. Evans being defended by Burnett. Nice job by Caden Copeland and Isaiah Burnett taking away that shot. Another Bobcat misses from right wing, and Juju Villa now with it. Kicks to Strong. Strong fakes right, dribbles left, and he started to say he's called for a travel, but just running in a sub. Ramsey Hayes checking in. .333 left in this one. Strong works into Burnett. Burnett at left wing, kicks to Villa. Perimeter passing. Here's the Dogs looking for an opening. Burnett makes one, and he's fouled. Isaiah Burnett going to the line.
Yeah, good strong move to the hole right there.
Isaiah on the season has not attempted a free throw. This will be his first. Little short. Another inch and we'd get it in there. Good. Caden Copeland knocking it away. .225 and ticking left in this one. Loose ball here. Gonna go to Clay County. Dogs back here at home on Friday against Monterey. Girls game tips at 6. Induction at halftime of the girls game of the newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. 15th class gonna be inducted. There'll be a reception in the cafeteria at 4:30. That's open to the public. If you'd like to come and have a little bit of conversation and fellowship with the five newest members. They include Rob Edwards, Casey Cooper Smith, Brandon Moon, Polly Herman. Can't remember her married name.
Bennett.
Polly Herman Bennett. And Heritage member Ranford Watson, the late Ranford Watson, brother of Thomas that everybody knows, Thomas Watson. Former head coach of Sana High School, and it's going to be a good event. So if you can, I encourage you to come out and see those five newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame inducted Friday night.
Yeah, and I'm sure Coach Edwards would love to see a lot of former players come out. I'll make the invitation here on air. You know, guys, is Coach Edwards getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, Doug, and over 25 years, been a lot of guys benefit from him, his leadership. A lot of respect for those players. Of course, my son played for him, and it's still coach when he sees him, you know, and that's just respect right there.
Right.
And that's just way done run this program. So, yeah, we want to see a lot of those players that played for him to be here and support him.
Caden Copeland in the line, knocking down a free throw. 67% free throw shooter. He hit 6 of 9 on the season coming into this contest. Ticking down to 25 seconds. This one about done. Copeland misses the second after hitting the first. Evans the long rebound. This one 15 seconds away from being over. Davis working hard for a bucket. Misses the shot. Rebound by the Bobcats.
three-pointer at the buzzer won't go. What does go is this ball game. It goes final. 59-31, Pickett County, a healthy win here in Joe Sims Gym over the Bulldogs. Dogs drop two, 13-5 on the season. Bobcats advance on to, I think, now 17-5. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for the wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's boys and girls dropping a doubleheader tonight to the visiting Pickett County teams. I'm going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up now, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, in a game that saw Pickett County lead throughout.
Yeah, and this is just a repeat of the first meeting. Really, we saw Pickett County come out hot. Clay County couldn't find the basket early on, and Bobcats take advantage. They go up by 10 at the end of the first quarter, make it 24 to break, and just keep building on it, Doug. And all you can say is just give them credit. Coach Amonette has a super impressive Bobcat team this year.
Yeah, they're solid. You got to make shots when you're playing now.
Yeah.
We didn't make shots. They made shots, and that turns into what we just seen. We had opportunity to score, good looks, and we just didn't score. You know, so give them extras, and then they make shots. They're solid.
They very sure are. Again, Clay County, only 31 points in this one, Daniel, and that's the Achilles heel. Doug's right. You got to score with this group of Bobcats, and Clay County just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, the only other time this year that we have been under that 40 mark, that Livingston contest, that we dropped 35-58. And, it's hard to beat anybody, much less one of the best teams in the state with that offensive output.
No doubt. Clay County's led by Nate Adams, who had 11 points. Lance Burchett with three. Coley's just one. Nolan Adams, eight. Warner Melton, two. Jake Copeland, two. Caden Copeland, three. And Isaiah Burnett, one there in the fourth quarter. And then you look at Pickett County, three in the double figures. Jacob Abernett, 11 points tonight. And that's another thing. You know, their leading scorer, who dropped 35 against Stone Memorial the last time out, I think, held to 11. And they still do this to you, Doug.
Well, like I said, they're kind of built like our team. If one don't show, they got two or three more and score 20. And that's the kind of team they are. You know, we done a great job on their leader, and, you know, their guys killed us.
They did. Eli Reagan with six, just 6 points, but two huge three-pointers. Nathaniel Cobb with 14. Cole Laminette, the freshman. I had him for five threes, a total of 18 points tonight. Brady Evans, four, and Max Moody, four for the Bobcats. But, we've got another Aminette coming, and looks like he's arrived, Doug.
And guys, over the years we've seen them and how good those guys have been. This may be the best that's been up there in a while.
He may be.
He's his uncle, maybe. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's solid.
I hate to tell Lee that, but yeah. That's probably the case. No, but mad respect for what they've done here tonight. And coming from us, that means a lot.
Yeah. We pride ourselves in always trying to be straight with it, and hats off to them. They flat out kicked their tails.
They sure have.
Great job.
Twice.
Yeah.
Now here tonight as they rise to the top of District 7A and look like the all-out favors to win this league and keep moving forward as the Bobcats, again, take care of business here in Salina.
That they did. Folks, that has been the Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. Structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Wanna Stay Bog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee. They are simply a better way to be them. We're going to play one more promo, come right back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers.
Coming up after word from our sponsors here.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show for the final time tonight. I'm going to go ahead and announce the TDS Top Performers from tonight's game, starting off with that girls' game. You know, just an outstanding game to call. Talked about, before, Dave made the comment, I wasn't concerned about the outcome. Just wanted to see a higher level of competition out of the Lady Dogs. We saw that tonight. You know, aided and abetted by Pickett County not having their best night shooting. A lot of that created by a good dog defense, a good Lady Dog defense. And for that girls' contest, had to go with junior, I'm going to call her Miss Do Everything, Ella Eads, because she wears a lot of different hats for this team. Can be the point guard, can be the shooting guard, she can post up. And we saw her tonight going in and driving and taking care of some things when we really needed her team to. We've talked a lot this year. I made the comment once about where would we have been tonight without Lacey Wicks. Well, let me rephrase that one and throw Ella in there tonight. Where would we have been in this contest tonight without Ella Eads? Because she's missed consistency, and I think we got another consistent performance out of her tonight.
Well, you look at the stars that Pickett County has and Amy Lowe and Zoe Nicholas and some of these other players. Then you look over at Clay County, who fits? Ella Eads can play with those type players, and she proves that night in and night out. And, you know, she took the challenge to, hey, kind of put it on her shoulders in the second half. She finished with a team high 15 points, 12 of those, a cool dozen coming in the second half when we needed points, Doug, to keep us close. Yeah, Pickett County pulled away at the end. But to me, Ella Eads is the same type player as those Emmy Lowe's and Zoe Nicholas. She's that for Clay County, and she proved that tonight.
Yeah, she definitely elevated her game this year, and that's hard work in the gym, but you've seen a big switch in her the last three or four games.
Yes.
It's just a different mindset with her that she's going to be a leader and she's going to take charge, and she's done that. Really good play from Ella.
If somebody don't do that, when you get into District 7A play, it gets bad in a hurry, and fortunately she's been able to do that. Jumping over to boys action, the total outcome, not what we wanted tonight, but, once again, we've credited time and time again to Pickett, credit to them on that. But we still did some things good here tonight as a team, Clay County-wise, and it was Nolan Adams who led the charge in that regard. Had the tough, tough assignment of drawing that defensive role of trying to shut down the leading scorer of Pickett County Bobcats, Jacob Amonette. He did that. He did that and did it once again. I'll continue to applaud him, keeping everything in check. Did it in a manner that, he never got any kind of anything other than a standard personal foul.
Right.
And that's just so hard to play that level of intensity and keep it, keep everything under wraps. So I applaud him in doing that one more time again tonight.
Yeah, I do too. And the biggest thing he did to me on the defensive end is, Jagan Amonette is one of the best three-point shooters we've seen. And Nolan didn't even let him have that logo shot tonight. He was guarding him. He was in his face from one end of the court to the other. He never got any openings. I think he may only taken about two threes.
Yeah, didn't take many.
It didn't hit any in this contest, guys. Again, this is a player that Saturday night scored 35 on Stone Memorial. He ended up with 11 as he made some free throws down the stretch there at the end in the third quarter, but basically held him under double figures, Doug, and also had 8 points of his own, made the only two three-pointers for Clay County, Nolan Adams did. So we know what kind of athlete he is, but the drive and the stick-to-it, he was on him from both ends of the court all night long.
Yeah, you could tell it was a little personal there for him. You know, especially after we come from what they done to us up there. Of course, now they handled us pretty good.
It didn't matter. Yeah,
but we defended them in spots better. And you know, you got to take out of this. There's still a lot of basketball left. You're fighting for that number two spot. That's where you got to try to get right
now.
That's right. You know, get there and then tournament play. You got to meet one team to advance. That's what I mean. That's kind of the way you got to look at it. So just keep playing away and just take care of business the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I think Nolan Adams found out, hey, potential District 7A MVP in Jacob Evanette. Well, I just shut him down tonight.
Yeah, he did a good job with it, and speaks to his conditioning, too. Ton of energy put out there now.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Tonight's TDS Top Performers, folks, Eva Eads and Nolan Adams, they were brought to you by TDS Disposal. TDS serves all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Wish we had some different outcomes tonight. Tough night here, but always proud of our student athletes. Win, lose, or draw. That's all we're here for. We appreciate the listeners and the sponsors. Friday night, going to have another homestand right here in Joe Sims Gym against the Monterey Wildcats when they come into town, guys. Of course, as we mentioned a couple times in broadcast, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame night. So if you can, come out and help watch and support and celebrate.
I don't have any final thoughts tonight. Let's get out of here.
Let's do it. Folks, Joe Sims, Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.